What's poppin'? It's the Tuesday show in the DealsInTheD.com studios. One day till we find out if Maz leaves with the t-shirt this time. Are anyone predicting, making a prediction on that?
Today?
The Tom Mazzaway t-shirt?
Yeah. He will be shamed into taking it tomorrow.
Oh, he will take it tomorrow? I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I'm going to be putting money on the side of no, he will not.
How aware of you are of yesterday's conversation?
I heard all of it.
Oh, you did? Okay.
And I understand that his reluctance is that you have to mail things to Canada. It makes it even more difficult, but...
Expensive. Hassle.
Well, you could ask somebody, like, how do I do this?
And there you go about it.
You know what's weird? I would never think that somebody else in the show would just pick it up. If it was something that I promised someone, I would just... There's not that many people... If there were more people, I would think, maybe I'll just leave it on that person's desk and maybe it'll happen. But this is such a small group. It just, I don't know what he was thinking about.
And he should know us better by now.
I agree. And that's,
would never do that.
He really misread the room.
I like how he thought that there was a postal department.
I know. Yeah, he just thought that the show would want them to get one. That means he's talking about really five other people.
all of whom
are not really concerned about that sort of stuff. But, okay. So, Mark Farner today from Grand Funk Railroad. And it's always interesting to look back on something like this. That was a big band.
Yeah.
From Flint.
Yeah.
And he's not in Grand Funk anymore. He's Mark Farner. And wait a second. He's the lead singer. And he's the songwriter for... three or four of their biggest hits, and they had some big hits.
Yeah.
So how does that happen when Don Brewer and Mel Schachter are Grand Funk, and the lead singer and guitar player, because Schachter played bass, Brewer played drums, Craig Frost from Seeger played keyboards. How's Mark Farner end up on the outside of that?
Oh, well, that's a good question. Somebody got to the, a copyright office before him, or...
I think
it's not a copyright, right?
Something like that.
Owns the title to Grand Funk.
You know, I think they did have an operating agreement in that band that he seems to be not very happy with, not surprisingly.
I saw him at DTE, God, it had to have been 5-6 years ago, I think, with Grand Funk at the time. He wasn't playing guitar, though. He was just dancing because he loves to dance.
He does love to dance.
He's a dancer.
He wants everyone to dance.
He does. He feels dudes need to dance more.
I just want to know what is... you were speculating on it. I think you might be right. Mark has... He spent time in Christian rock.
Yes.
Seriously.
And that crazy dancing making my penis soft.
Maybe that happened.
And there were some...
Does he dance to the Christian rock versions?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
He's a different, I don't know.
No, he's a rocker. No, he's absolutely a rock dog. He's got a fantastic voice, and they were huge. See how he took this foray. I'm not going to criticize him for that. He was sincere about it. He put out a few albums. You know what's funny? They mentioned hits on the Christian rock
charts. Yeah, big time.
I've never seen those charts before.
Well, you want it? Let's look it up, see what's on it right now.
I don't think he has anything out currently.
Well, no, but...
That will be a first looking up hits on the Christian charts.
You know, Brandon is a huge fan of Christian rock. That's what he grew up on.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm aware of that. He'll know.
Huge.
He'll know Mark.
He knows
stuff,
a lot of the Christian. It's bizarre, but he knows
Christian
a lot of the
rock
Christian
bands?
Rock bands, yes.
Was it Striper? Was that one of them?
Striper was huge.
They crossed over.
They did.
Oh, to what?
Not terribly successfully.
To regular rock.
Did Grand Funk, they didn't play Woodstock, did they? Can you check?
I think they were going to, but they didn't make it there, was the legend behind that. Something happened.
Woodstock is a very interesting intersection for almost everyone who was big at that time, because you kind of expect, like, the Beatles and the Stones would be there, but they're not.
Yeah.
The Who was there. Hendrix was there. Grand Funk was certainly big enough to be there. They were huge in the early to mid. I mean, they were really a monster band. They sold out Shea Stadium.
Were they at that other festival outside Jackson that we talked about?
Oh,
did they? What was the name of that?
Alder Grove Beach Rock Festival. Was that it?
No, it's the one. Oh, if you just like Google Rock Festival, Michigan, 1970.
Oh.
It's in the west part of the state. They built a complete stadium with rotating stage for that festival. Oh, God, is it bumming me out there? I can't remember. They sell merch from that for that thing. Yeah. The original
Still?
Merchandise. Yeah, they do.
Goose Lake.
There you go.
Goose Lake.
Were they there?
I'll look it up.
That's a good question.
Are you writing that down for him?
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing they would not be there. But maybe not.
Yeah, they were.
They were there.
It looks like they were.
Okay. See, they are at the, like I said, Grand Funk is at the intersection of all this stuff, too, as were all the other bands. But Woodstock seems to be something, I mean, so they had 125 bands, so a ton of people were there, but there were some real missing in action people.
Well, yeah, people who couldn't get there either. Who tried to.
Somehow, you know, the guy that organized Woodstock was a really young guy, and he'd done pop festivals in Miami.
Yeah.
And maybe he'd done Atlanta, too. He was practicing his craft. He knew he wanted this giant thing in August, and I thought he did a pretty good job. They flew people in. They cut to choppered bands in. They got the bands all got there.
Yeah.
They made it, the ones they signed. I'm sure some struggled, but.
I don't know. There's an article by The Time we didn't get to Woodstock.
And who's it about?
It's funny because it's one of those pieces. It's very much like a period piece in movies, although they have to set the stage. And I'm impatient to find, you know, what do you mean?
Who writes an article longer than three paragraphs?
I know.
Yeah, there are.
I know I've mentioned it before. Have you ever seen it on a website when they're like, this is a 7-minute read?
Oh,
you ever
really?
Seen that?
No.
Yeah, certain websites will do that with long-form articles, and I just go, 7 minutes? Who has time for that?
How can they even determine that? Because there's a lot of ADD happening, and, you know.
Algorithms?
I think that's going to be a really deceptive 7 minutes, too, because that's a long read for a website, but that's, I mean, just think of, like, a whole page of the newspaper, how long it takes to read a story like that. Like, the Nasser story today was a pretty big, fat piece of...
Ooh.
The newspaper.
And there's another MSU.
Getting there.
God.
That would not be a story.
How can they
if it wasn't for MSU? Well, no, it would be a story. It wouldn't be front page if it wasn't because of MSU. Sure.
Well, first of all, I just want to say this, that...
They were there. Opened all 3 days. Played till 4.
The headline in the Detroit News is Nasser's accusers dissatisfied. And... They're upset because it doesn't include a Michigan State University apology. And guess what? If you want to lower the amount you receive, you could probably get an apology. They're getting $1.2 million. It's about 10 times the average award.
Oh, you can get one or the other?
I got to say.
That's going to be my guess.
Isn't paying you money the apology enough?
Of course it is. But I think in this case,
especially from an entity, not a person,
when you pony up that kind of money, you're saying, look, we don't want to apologize for legal reasons because we apologize and that opens up something new, maybe.
Yeah.
It says wrongdoing. It says it invites other people in. So, you know, I don't know why people can't understand this. I would think this would have been explained backwards and forwards that, look, you get $1.2 million and not much else, but that's a lot.
Although
that's
it is,
a lot of money.
For the survivors, it is kind of a shot at them saying, hey, they won't even apologize. Just one more shot to take.
You mean, for them to take?
Yeah, say, look, they won't even apologize.
Well, you know, I don't want to defend Michigan State. I really don't. But there's one woman in here, for example, who says, I want my case back in Title IX because Title IX didn't like her case. Mm-hmm. They sided with Nasser. Two police agencies sided with Nasser. Michigan State is really the only organization that's done anything to try to make it better, and they've made a million mistakes along the way. But just saying, nobody else caught this thing. The Indy Star article, which came out of left field, is what blew this up.
Big time.
I mean, it's really strange how that works. And with this kind of crime, look at USC. Look at Penn State. I mean,
Baylor.
The people that do it are diabolical people. They groom their...
Yeah, but with those four cases that we just mentioned, maybe now will people start believing victims when they
come
forward?
I don't know. I'm not so sure. Not so sure. I think people are put in a really awkward, strange position. Well, you know, I always say, and I understand what you're saying, but I always say, how many times have I heard that someone in a family was molested and the mom knew, should have known... Or was told, didn't believe it, Haven't you heard that a million times?
Yeah.
A million times.
A million.
And a relative will just continue, or a neighbor.
Well, because the only person that they're malignant with is the child, and they have a regular relationship with the other adults around them, and then there's...
I can see that in the micro, like, of one case, but when you pan out a little bit and you see all these people
raising these questions. The 14 people, oh, you mean the... Yeah, but the police, two police agencies. So, anyway, MSU... Do they really need to open up the Title IX? She got $1.2 million.
I guess I was wrong. I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
How empty of an apology would they get now?
I don't think they're going to get an apology.
No.
I don't think they were intended to get an apology. I think the idea was the attorney said, let's get the most money possible, and we don't give a shit about the other stuff. Because they've agreed to back off on some of these state laws they were going to back, mm-hmm. which I don't know. I was stunned by that. I wouldn't think anybody would back off of anything.
No.
Or that would result in more money. But it saves the state money. See, if they really extend the statute of limitations, that's going to cost the state money. So it's like, how about if we give you guys all the money and we save down the road somewhere, maybe? Isn't that really what they're saying?
I dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
Oh, is that my man? Is that Player Dave?
I just wanted to bring it up with something ridiculous.
That was Player Dave, wasn't it?
Yeah. Kennedy and I were laughing because he doesn't say phew, which you usually say phew. He goes pew, which it's very nitpicky.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew. I dodged a bullet there.
He is. Trudy, you heard about what a player this guy is.
I heard the description. I did not watch it for some reason. Was that Dateline?
Dateline, yeah. Saturday.
Would you, Trudy?
My Dateline was not. What's he look like?
But you heard what a player is. You heard. He's totally.
I hit the Powerball.
Not available to you. He's not. You can't have him. Not available to you.
Oh, well, that makes him somewhat attractive.
Look, that's what I thought.
If we're really gonna want have him. Sex. That's all it is. Period.
But on the other hand, if maybe there is a reason why he's pushing away more involvement, because maybe he's really bad at sex, but he doesn't want anybody to tell him that, and so nobody can, be.
I don't think sex is
a
problem.
I know you. Ha ha.
Sex might not be a problem procuring it, but executing it properly? Good sex if you are a great lover.
Seems like the ladies always want him back. The mother of his kids wanted him back. The psycho wanted him back.
She killed somebody because she wanted that dick.
Yeah.
Period.
I just can't imagine.
He is in
can't be that good.
He's in huge demand, and I don't get it because you see
him. Fine, I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
I hated you first.
He broke up with you, Trudy.
I hated you first.
It's over before it even started.
I hated you first.
So, anyway, this Nassar story just continues to have bad antenna wherever it lands, wherever it goes. And then, as you mentioned, there's a physicist at MSU who has been accused of having sex with a dog. And I did not gather, where did that come from? I mean, obviously, the dog didn't say anything, but somebody...
Nobody believed the dog every time he complained.
Did someone witness this?
Someone had to have seen it.
Oh, God.
He penetrated the dog with both his hand and his penis. So I guess if you're penetrating a dog, you might as well have sex with it, too, if you're going that far.
The university...
Oh, maybe there was something that he couldn't get out with his hand, so he was trying...
Oh.
I'm so
that
sorry.
Poor dog.
I'm sorry.
Where's
I apologize
dog?
To dogs.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry, Layla.
This was not an MSU dog, they pointed out, that this is a dog separate from MSU. So MSU is less involved than usual.
Yeah, they're not going to apologize to the dog.
No, they will not apologize to the dog.
Did you
see
a picture of him?
I didn't.
The dog?
Well, okay, that's a whole nother point. Cause it
you
was
know, Trudy, I didn't really know what a basset hound was. I know if I see it, but I was thinking, can I see a picture of a basset hound?
A basset hound.
I thought, what am I, what, to see if the dog's hot? What
well,
am I doing?
A basset hound is the least sexiest dog that I could think of. Yes. They're low to the ground, they're wrinkly, they're overweight.
They look droopy, sort of.
Yeah, well, droopy dog. Remember the cartoon
was
a basset
hound? Yeah, droopy
was
a basset hound, wasn't he?
I got to tell you, I'm having some sad thoughts about dogs today. That Pomeranian that died at Detroit Metro.
Oh,
what a cute dog.
Oh, I would never fly with my pet.
I'm not sure I could either.
What's up, dog?
If you can't drive it wherever you have to go, where it must go with you, then you just...
Well, if it's going to go in the compartment below,
yeah.
I mean, that seems to be where they die. I don't know. I don't. This dog was 8 years old.
Give it up.
There's such tiny little things,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's a beautiful dog. Oh, just look at him.
Look at that. There's a basset hound, Drew.
Okay.
Come on. That would be less on the dogs to have sex with.
Yeah. I don't know that the number one and number 100 are that far apart with me.
You can get a doggy style. You can get laying on your side. Those are your only choices.
Actual audio of the physicist.
By the way, this morning I was walking the dogs, and this couple stopped and asked if they could pet the dogs. And so I'm fine. They asked me what their names were. And next thing you know, I see that the...
That's a beautiful dog. Oh, just look at him.
The lady, it was a couple. Her name was Charlotte, by the way. I remember that.
Oh.
Charlotte starts writing something down.
What?
What's she writing down? Is there going to be an
inquest?
A citation? Did I do something wrong?
Look at that. What kind of dog is that?
Did the dogs do something wrong? And so then they revealed to me that they've been walking this 3-mile trek the last, I forgot how long, a long time. And they keep track of all the dogs. So why? Mags and Layla are now registered.
What are they keeping track of all the dogs?
I can't really explain it. I'm just passing it along. I think they were just, it's just something to do. They're older.
Dog registration. Just self-policing
like
dogs.
Like knowing how many dogs there are, and they like having... I don't know. It was strange.
Dog census takers?
Well, that brings up kind another of. Issue. Are there that many dogs they need to write it down?
308 and 309.
What?
Yeah. That Layla and Mags were 308 and 309.
Now I'm starting to get into this project.
You know, I thought it was... I got intrigued by it as I went along, and then I saw them talking to somebody else who had dogs who they already knew.
Hmm.
That's weird.
I know.
That's
you look at that? What is this, a pony?
That's
not
bizarre.
That I needed to know any of this, but...
Yeah. Oh, would you look at this? Hey, oh, my goodness. What is that?
Where is that
actual
guy?
Actual audio of those two?
Could have been. Yeah, pretty close.
Now, do you want to see the physicist?
Yeah, I guess so.
Physicist.
Amazingly, his profile was still up on the...
Oh.
Michigan.
Slow down. Oh, yee.
Yeah, there he is.
That guy?
Yeah. It's a sharp-dressed man.
How long has he been there? Long time? Is that his Twitter?
It's his LinkedIn.
Okay.
2014, 2002, he's been there.
Okay.
So, you know, he's doing great.
No more dogs for you.
Do not let that guy near your dog.
That reminds me, the biggest no more guns for you, the FBI agent doing the crazy dancing and the flip at 12:35 in the bar.
There's a new angle. There's an angle from the other side.
What?
Yes. I think CBS This Morning and the Today Show had the angle from the other side, which meant multiple people were filming him dancing.
How ridiculous.
Yeah.
How absolutely. And by the way, his dancing was not that great.
It was terrible.
Why did they make a circle around him?
To laugh at him and film him.
Okay, his gun flies out. He does a backflip, which
was a pretty impressive backflip.
Yeah, it was. But his gun flies out. It's on the ground. He hurries to pick it up, and
just into the Denver 7 newsroom. Just in the last 20 minutes, Denver 7 viewers sent us this video.
Oh my God.
What appears to show that off-duty FBI agent doing a backflip. And look at this. This is at Mile High Spirits and Distillery in downtown Denver. His gun fell out of his holster. You see the flash from the gun go off.
Puts hands up like
he
what?
Goes to pick it up.
Like I didn't do anything?
The police say dances. They are working with the
Wait, is he dancing again?
This off-duty agent. A man was shot in leg, but police say...
Hey, so if you accidentally shoot someone...
I thought he restarted his dance, Trudy.
Well, is his face blurred because he accidentally shot somebody, or is his face blurred because he's a shitty dancer? Why are they blurring his face?
Because he's with
FBI
the FBI.
Agent.
Everybody.
Is he undercover?
I assume.
Well, aren't they all undercover?
I don't know. They probably heard FBI and just panicked.
Yeah, but they don't blur anybody else's face, especially the guy that goes, oh, and takes off running.
He's also the FBI guy whose gun came out of his pants while he's doing a backflip while he's drunkenly dancing.
Should see his face.
And as far as no more guns for you, I already heard that he may be charged. Be charged.
Really?
So I'm going to predict right here now that he will not lose his gun.
Oh, okay. You're probably right.
Which is ridiculous.
There's the other angle.
The whole point...
That is a dumb dance. He should be fired for that.
I've had some... Believe it or not, no more guns for you has actually engendered a couple or brought in a couple of emails. Why do you want to take everyone's gun away? And it's like, no. We don't want to take anyone's guns away. I want guns away from people who are irresponsible with guns, and he is irresponsible. He's doing a backflip drunk with a gun in his pocket. It comes out. When he picks it up, he shoots it. The gun did not go off itself. He shot it.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that obvious?
Yes.
So
it's when he grabs it.
If you can't say no more guns for you after something like that, I mean, the idea is getting guns out of people's hands, like the guy that shot up the car on the lodge and yeah. then shot at the kid running away from his house.
Yeah.
He should not have had his gun to do that. But I think if people heard that, oh, looks like he's going to be hit by no more guns for you, wouldn't people be more careful with it? Wouldn't people go, oh, wow, you can easily lose it if you fuck up? But it seems like it's impossible to lose a gun.
Yes, if he keeps his gun. He should have shot his ass off, though, when he put it back in his pants. Because he put it
know,
in his
he was really loop. Very yeah. cavalier with it, yeah. even when after he just shot it. And he puts his hands up like, oh, nothing happened here. No, somebody
said, want our guns!
No, it's just his.
I guess the person is going to be okay, but...
Yeah, but he still was shot in the leg.
Will the FBI have to pay that guy off?
Are they going to have to apologize for his bad dancing?
Maybe he meant to.
Sure, do you like his dancing?
No, his dancing was...
He's got a little loose leg going.
It's really dumb.
Yeah, boy.
But I think Mark Varner would approve.
These girls are impressed.
Are they?
Yeah.
Well, where is this? Maybe there aren't any...
Denver.
Studly people. Oh, there are plenty of studly people in Denver.
Yeah, why? By the way, why did he need his gun in the bar? I hate to be just a complete dick about this, but really?
To stop bad guys with a gun? Maybe there's a lot of bad guys in that bar.
I think, as a general rule, don't many off-duty police officers and
but
yeah. enforcement
he's carry. Dancing, doing flips. He's clearly completely unaware
yeah,
of his
I
weapon.
Mean,
he's not worrying about bad guys right there.
In that instance, yeah, you're right.
Showing off to chicks?
What was the end result of that dance supposed to be?
Blowjob in the bathroom. I mean, that's what he thinks.
I definitely
a
think
date
that's what he
of
thinks.
Some sort.
Maybe go home with somebody, or maybe I don't know. I still can't figure out why the crowd circled around him like that was the coolest dance ever. I would say it was.
Oh, they've released audio. Here's his first statement.
Look, if we're gonna have sex, that's all it is. Period.
What a player that guy is. I can't get over Dave.
Actually, what he said was,
phew, I dodged a bullet there.
Too bad you didn't.
Popcorn, foosball, massage chairs, smiling faces, free Jeep Wrangler loaner cars, exactly what you'll get when you get your next vehicle from Zot M59 Chrysler Jeep. Did you see the new yellow copy I forwarded to you?
Yeah, I printed it out. Did you?
Okay.
Did it get in there, Zeus? Okay.
It probably is. You heard right. When you bring your vehicle in for service. At Zot Chrysler Jeep, they will give you a new Jeep Wrangler for free to drive until yours is fixed. That's something you'll not find at any other Jeep dealer in town, period.
Period.
Plus, during Zot's
period.
Zot's Jeep celebration event, you can lease a new loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4x4 at $198 a month. I'll say it again, lease a loaded Jeep Compass Limited 4-wheel drive at $198 a month. Surf the rest of their sick deals and massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And Dr. Roche still rocking along with their promotion. 6 Zerona treatments with breast augmentation. A great deal for what is still springtime. 6 free Zerona treatments with any breast augmentation. Boating season is here. Fill out that bathing suit and slim down your waist with Dr. Roche's spring special. And then the 9 and 9. You pay for 9, your friend gets 9 free. Your friend pays for 9, you get 9 free. Or $250 off Body Tight, which is... tightening up of whatever it is you want to do, triceps, stomach, neck, face, legs, whatever, tighten up your body, $250 off for now. Call 248-338-1110 for a consult, 248-338-1110, or visit DRROCHE. And I guess... Yeah, glasses, contacts, and those abhorrent reading glasses are ancient technologies. Yes, he keeps putting that into copy because he likes the way we say it and because it's true. Ben Franklin wore bifocals 250 years ago. Glasses and contacts are the flip phones, the blurry analog TV, the old dial-up internet. Oh, the old dial-up internet. Ugh. God, I hated that sound.
I know. Oh.
I feel like that's what you have here sometimes.
And it took, how long did it
pretty
usually
close.
Take?
Back in the day?
Dial-up?
It would take like... Yeah, now we're, if it's more than a nanosecond, we're on to the next thing. It took us, a couple minutes.
There you go.
Oh, annoying. What? Yeah, boy. Yep.
Ugh.
Old-fashioned.
Who wants eyes like that?
Poorly performing. Why are they still lying on your nose or stuck in your eye? Simply have Dr. Yaldo tell you which of his state-of-the-art surgeries, custom LASIK or multifocal implants will bring you into the 21st century, crystal clear, 20/20 or better, near and far vision. Dr. Yaldo has done more than 30,000 LASIK procedures, Michigan's most experienced and honored, three times outstanding LASIK surgeon by the prestigious Consumer Research Council. Because we always quote the Consumer Research Council.
Oh, yes.
With a free evaluation from Dr. Yaldo, you have nothing to lose except your scratched-up glasses, annoying contacts, and reading glasses you can never find when you need them. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES. Get it done. Do it. Get it done. Enjoy the best summer and best vision of your life. Your life.
There's breaking news that came across my phone. I don't know why it made me laugh, but Howard Schultz from Starbucks is stepping down. And all I can think of is, boy, how bad did that unbiased training go where now the CEO is stepping down?
What?
I didn't think he was in charge anymore at all anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't think he's an executive there. I don't think he really is in charge. But he's the face of it. So now they can say, all right, no more homeless people. You have to buy something to be in here because the face of the... Face of Starbucks is gone. Didn't he create Starbucks?
Yeah.
How can that be?
Only him.
Well, honestly, I would imagine he's retiring.
But the timing is very interesting.
Yeah, suspicious.
I didn't really think they... I didn't think they bungled it too badly.
Weird.
I mean, everyone knew they were having a day of training just to say, we're doing something. Everyone knew that. But
then what's the point? Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
They should come out and say, look, we could shut down for a day to have unconscious bias training, but everybody's going to see through it, so our heart's in the right place. Come buy a latte. I would almost respect them a little more than that.
Oh, free latte?
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I was just listening to some conversation about Sarah Gilbert and the Roseanne reboot. She was on The View today. And
wait, she was on The View?
Oh, she's got her own show.
She was on something.
The Talk.
She was. Was it the talk? Okay, maybe it was The Talk. I'm sorry.
With Chen and Osborne.
Yeah, I don't really watch those shows too much. But anyway.
You're more of a Real viewer. The Real.
Oh, right.
What's on The Real?
That's the one with all black women. That's on Fox 2 during the day.
Probably would like that better.
Yeah.
Anyway, this idea of Roseanne without Roseanne, doesn't that? First of all. Everyone that show was an outlier. It was a show where a character was a right wing person versus every other show, every other newscast, every other late night show. And I think those people gravitated to it. And what you're saying is, well, she's gone, but watch this.
Well, but it worked. They're
not going to follow the same. Are they really going to follow the same storyline?
If it's the same writers and producers, why not?
They'd have to.
You'd have to find somebody to pick up that.
It
sounded like Roseanne drove that show, though. Maybe she didn't write everything, but she drove it.
I'm sorry to say this, but I don't think Sarah Gilbert is she's not compelling enough to
She
shouldn't be the focus of it.
Personally, I thought that was a joke. I'm like, Sarah Gilbert, are you kidding?
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
Wait, is it Sarah Gilbert?
Yeah, and then her name?
Yeah, wait a minute.
She's married to the Four Non Blondes chick.
She is?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
She is, I know.
Wow, my mind is blown because maybe that's the only two lesbians in entertainment I can think of.
That was in a piece I read a couple days ago, and it was written like everyone just knows it. And I had heard it, but it was sort of like, really?
Huh.
And so I said it exactly the way I read it. Like
Linda
it's no
Perry.
Big deal.
Linda Perry. She's written a lot of songs. Linda Perry?
Yeah.
Didn't she write Aguilera's Beautiful?
It was to Sarah Gilbert.
Mark, you're under huge suspicion for knowing that.
That's a good song. I like this song, too. Is that weird?
Oh.
And why am I under suspicion? You knew who she was married to.
Well, I just read it. She's in the news. Yeah, this song. Riff used to play this song.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this was a hit. Rock hit. Trying to get up that great big hill. This band was on MTV a lot at one time. I never cared for him, really.
She
this song's
like
okay.
Male Johnny Depp had a baby with Keith Richards. Right?
That is quite a look, isn't it? God, something weird about her. What's going on there? Is her lips blown up or something?
She looks like she'd smell.
She looks
she looks a lot different.
Like
the Zendaya. She looks sooty.
She should marry Slash.
Yeah, she
should. Yeah, she does look
the top hat.
Perfect, yeah. I am feeling
a little peculiar. Wow, her and Sarah Gilbert, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the idea of a reboot is really comical. But, you know, what she did say, or the story, maybe it wasn't Sarah Gilbert talking, was just how the show had always sought to do unique progressive themes and that the employee of the show was extremely diverse. And that this was, I mean, Roseanne is a pretty progressive person. She just says idiotic things. She has no filter. And seems like she still has no filter. So I don't know what they expected out of Roseanne, honestly. I'm not trying to defend her either.
Do you think
she's not doing anything different?
Do you give any, does it hold water what Tom Arnold says that she wanted it, that it was a kamikaze mission?
No, not at all.
I don't believe that.
Why would he come up with that?
I don't get why ABC's being applauded for this, because I don't know.
They hired her in the first place.
Exactly. And I don't think she really should have lost the show, as horrible as what she said. They should have come out and made a statement. But they knew they were going to lose advertisers.
Once a few days go by and everything sort of calms down, and then along comes feckless cunt and other things, you realize like it's just a stupid thing.
That's my new rock band name.
I want to be feckless. That's a great band name.
I can't bring myself to say it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's...
Feckless cunt. Okay, there it is. It's out.
That word's hard to roll off.
It is.
Yeah, it would have died down.
You're right.
You know, it sounded like, it just didn't sound like Roseanne was a horrible person. She's a crazy person.
Yeah.
But she's not a horrible person.
Honestly, all she had to do is not tweet.
True.
If she's a horrible person, racist person, a mentally ill person,
here's where my fake don't social
tweet
media.
And you'd be fine.
That's what I understand is why ABC did not, when they hired her to do this, and especially when they saw how big it blew up, just said, listen, this thing could all go down, because anything can go down the tubes. It seems like people can't help themselves from going down the tubes. But she's somebody who tweeted so many crazy things. I just can't imagine why they didn't say, look, get off Twitter or let somebody, you know, edit it for you.
And social media, that's for sure.
The fact that she would lose her job over Valerie Jarrett is someone no one knows right now. I mean, people really were scratching their heads going, who's she talking about? Not that that makes it okay.
Have you seen the internet pointing their pictures side by side?
I think they look alike.
Oh, was that you? Yeah. I think that was you, yeah. They do. Mm.
There's a resemblance. I don't know if it was just that picture, but I couldn't help but see it.
I don't. It's... She's...
You saw how she stood up Rogan's podcast. I thought his statement was pretty classy. Just like, all right, she didn't want to do it. She's gone radio silent on me. That's just fine. Let her have her space. But then did you see the podcast she did do with Rabbi Shmuley Boteach?
Did he not air it yet?
He's not going to air it because out of respect for her. But he got to hear it. He got to talk to her.
Is Rabbi Shmuley the dude who was involved with
Michael
Jackson?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Whatever.
Weird.
I know.
Oh, by the way, Mark, thank you for using the proper form of 45 minutes.
A full Jackson?
A full Jackson.
Yeah. 45 minutes.
Everything seems like it takes 45 minutes now. I can't believe how many things. I feel like I've been influenced by the drop. And say everything will take 45 minutes.
They follow you. They chase us on the scooter.
Oh, that's a new one.
Oh, I know. Been watching a lot of old Jackson interviews.
Pretty cool. Hey, I wanted to mention one
thing.
Slow down. Before we left the universities behind, is that I don't know where I read this today, but it was a story about Michigan's diversity department. Did you happen to see that?
No.
Guess how many employees Michigan's diversity department has? And I thought each
school has one. So LSA, engineering, music, medical, they all have them.
Why do they all have their own department? Why do they all have their own department?
Because they try to keep every school separate.
Oh, and a question. Are they very diverse, their staffs?
I don't know. I have no idea. All it said was that they employ...
Goodbye, fucking shit fuel.
There'd not be a bunch of white guys in charge of all that.
The University of Michigan employs 100 people in diversity, and they make $11 million.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
We are totally missing the employment boat.
Yeah, that's an area to go into, I guess. They really need 100 people to work on diversity. What do they do all day? Wouldn't you like to see what they do all day?
Yes.
Well, that sounds like the ultimate.
They arrange appropriate photos.
That's got to be one paper pushing counting job.
Well, we know someone who was on a diversity board there. Could ask him.
Oh, I'm not sure he wants to speak of that.
They go around and make sure that every photograph that represents the university is diverse enough.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
You two white guys, get out.
That's a job right there. I know. How ridiculous. I just think of diversity as at an institution like that. I don't know. It just seems like a counting job to me. Couldn't H&R handle it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What does HR do that?
What does HR do all day?
I don't know.
You know, they probably get crammed up with a lot of BS. I bet HR is.
They deal with employees, not the product of students, the consumers.
It really, you know what, though? It depends on what you're in HR for, what company.
It's a good gig to be in.
When will there be diversity backlash, by the way? You know, like affirmative action was out
there. There's already a ton of it, especially at the university level.
I would have thought there would be automatically, but I haven't really heard a lot of it. Seems like a fairly new word.
Oh, I think there's a lot of diversity backlash at universities.
At universities? You mean with students?
Yeah, there's big groups. They have a whole hit list on professors to get them out of there.
Oh, there were cases against the diversity department, though, already, and I'm trying to remember what they were. I think it was about a couple classes, girls in engineering or women in engineering, which is an only female class, and they said, no, you can't do that. But I think they're going to prove that they can do that. But that'll probably cost him some money.
We need to have our own man.
The idea being that when women are encountered with men in a classroom, that it's so overbearing and marginalizing that if they're among themselves, they'll do better. Not sure I understand that or if that's a real thing.
If you're smart enough to do that, are you really bothered by other?
I don't know. I'm offended by the idea that a woman can't stand. She can't perform in a class if men are in it. Really?
Well, maybe it's because you guys are so hot and irresistible. We get confused. We're
easily distracted by that too. But I mean, why don't we have guys and girls colleges if that's the case? I mean, at some point, don't we have to consider the real world? What happens in the real world?
Right. Well, you get in the real world, and then you have Weinsteins.
Yeah. And there, you know, the idea that Hollywood will never have a Harvey Weinstein again, how long will it take before people in Hollywood start behaving the way they usually do using their positions to get laid?
It's almost summertime.
I suspect it's happening right now.
Yes.
Somebody's doing it.
What time is it?
You see who spoke out and they're bummed out that they're wrapped up in the whole Me Too movement?
They're bummed out that they're wrapped up in it?
Yeah, that their name is mentioned along the Harvey Weinsteins, the James Toback.
Oh, Bill Clinton?
Period.
No, not that guy either. Woody Allen.
Oh, yeah, he thinks he's the poster child for Me Too, but he means for the right side of Me Too, because he's had hundreds of actresses, and nobody's ever come after him.
Yeah, but what about all the children he's alleged to? And I know there's, his daughter... stepdaughter, Soon-Yi.
His wife was his...
Marielle Hemingway was underage. She thought there was something weird about her being cast at... Was she 16 or 17?
Yeah.
Oh, with... What movie was that?
God, I can't remember.
Lou, no.
No, you're thinking of O'Neal Tatum.
Yeah.
Woody Allen. Oh, that guy is 85 pounds of pure sex.
But there's, you know...
Well, he's gotten away with so much. He's been sort of the Roman Polanski of... Still here, still making movies, still the best actors and actresses working with him, and even saying, oh, it doesn't matter. To work with Woody Allen is such an honor. Who cares if he took pictures?
Oh, I love that person.
Of his longtime girlfriend's daughter.
No one
who cares if he
that.
Married his girlfriend's longtime daughter when she was 17, 18, whatever?
How come no one ever mentions the photos of Soon-Yi?
I don't know. I think there's a real bias in favor of Woody Allen. People think he's so wonderful, just leave him alone. Sort of like Roman Polanski. Remember the ovation he got at the Oscars?
Yeah.
I was stunned by that. I couldn't believe that was happening.
And he's mad, too.
Yeah.
Being so mistreated.
He has multiple new accusers now. People say he did the same thing he did to the girl
in the
hot
tub. Of course, they're all recidivists, as well as being, yeah.
Yeah, no one just does it once.
No.
I doubt it.
No. To the idea that they're truly in love with that like 12-year-old girl or something like that, that's not it. Psychology is that they... never mind.
I'm sorry.
Well...
Ask Michael.
They don't think they're doing anything wrong.
No, I know.
They really don't. Pedophiles are kind of surprised that, what, that's not okay?
It's the most natural thing.
Yeah. Get your own edge on it. Give your bed. Share your bed. Tony Z is coming to town. Immortal Sin.
Yeah.
At the Corner Bar, July the 18th in Hamtramck. And Tony was, of course, our correspondent for the Taylor Swift trial. And now they've been trying to get a date, and they finally got something worked out. I thought Hamtramck, that seems like a cool place for a
band
like that
to
play.
Right where he should be. Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to get in touch with Tony Z one of these upcoming days and find out about the rest of the tour. I know they're working on something in Chicago. I told his aunt that Western Michigan.
Yeah, his manager.
Manager, I'm sorry. Sorry, manager.
And when she's on the clock, it's manager.
Grand Rapids.
They should get something in Grand Rapids or over there. Yeah. And then they're trying to do something in Chicago, and I know they're...
What about Ann Arbor and East Lansing? College Town? Can they play College Town?
This is probably a dumb question.
Crunchy.
Would they fly in Ann Arbor? Yeah, it's pretty crunchy. That's what I was thinking.
I would think so.
I would think so. I mean, but...
Okay, wait. Ypsilanti.
Yeah, yeah.
Flint, the machine shop up there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is that too big for him?
Wait, is the machine shop still going on?
I don't know. It's been years since I've been up there.
Okay.
Somebody was telling me that it's like no one is going to Flint anymore for any... I mean, it's the exodus out.
Really?
So a lot of things that aren't there anymore.
Bummer.
Well, yeah. I mean, would you live there?
Yeah.
The lead showers?
You know, how... Does this seem incredible? That's Immortal Sin, right?
Yeah.
I like this song.
I think they're good. I'm not into that heavy music, but I think they're pretty good. They're melodic, man.
He needs to, Tony Z needs to get on another news program when he's here. Unrelated to music. He needs to wait in line for a court case like the Taylor Swift one or the UFO. Remember he was on that other news story with UFO?
He's quite a hustler.
we should find out, like when they do the Star Trek reunion shows and stuff like that.
He can be a mom. He'll do anything.
Right. Comic-Con.
He was binge-watching. I forgot about that.
He could be a part of that, too.
He's smart. He's a smart dude.
Okay, Bill Clinton gave this interview with Craig Melvin of NBC that was so out of touch. I was sort of waiting today for some really powerful reaction to this, but I haven't really heard any. I guess it's because it's Bill Clinton. It seems that he always has his support.
Oh, it's out there. There's a lot of negative reaction online.
Well, I mean, but real people or just people? Because I would expect...
I just meant website, you know, that runs stories, news stories.
It's certainly a story, but I mean, is he being denounced by a lot of people? Like real people?
Half of who always take that side.
First off, Bill Clinton, what has he done besides follow giant balloons? I mean, he hasn't done anything lately.
He's got a book.
It's stupid. Isn't it a book, a work of fiction with James Patterson?
It's about the president being missing somehow, and he worked with James Patterson. And I don't understand, why does...
Who would read that?
This strikes me as a money grab because I can't understand why would James Patterson need Bill Clinton for this? Like, I need a consultant who was president.
Probably just to get
his
name.
He's got a book credit on. I mean, like he wrote half the book. There's no way.
I think this is blown up in James Patterson's face, though, because I had a whole different picture of what he looked like.
Don't write me a book, kid.
I'm so sorry.
No.
Well, okay, so... Craig Melvin is interviewing them for the book.
He did a great job.
I thought he did a fantastic job, and I thought he was really fair. And he's asking Clinton, in the light of the Me Too, currently, had this happened with Monica Lewinsky, would you resign? And, of course, Bill Clinton said no, and we knew he'd say no.
Of course.
And would he respond differently? Would he be more sorry? You know, that sort of thing. And the answer was no. I was terribly sorry then. But you know what Clinton likes to leave out? And then he suggested that he was a victim. He said he left the White House $16 million in debt. That's because he lied about everything. He completely lied. Remember how many months went by before they tested the dress? And only then did he admit it. Not only that, he had his staff out there suggesting that Monica Lewinsky was a stalker, that she had had multiple affairs before. All these, you know, she waited 4 hours to be first in line when he came back. The infamous hug picture, which was...
Oh, yeah, which I would, wouldn't you love to know was going through his head at that moment? Oh, no.
I don't know. What,
he was on the outs.
I think he still liked her then.
Oh, really?
I think so.
The beret?
Isn't that interesting? Yeah, yeah. I, you know, maybe I'm wrong about that. I can't remember all the facts here,
yeah,
other than what I know, which is that he not only committed perjury, he suborned perjury, and I think he got Betty Curry to lie too. Don't you think Betty Curry told what to do?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Betty, I got to see Betty Curry again because
poor Miss Heinrich.
Craig Melvin.
Heinrich.
Craig Melvin. Clinton attacked him basically and suggested that he was taking a side and that he was ignoring facts. Facts was he talking
this
about?
This is the only thing which I where
facts,
I wish Craig Melvin
facts.
Would have said, okay, what facts are we missing?
I wish. I'm sure. I bet he was extremely nervous
it's
when
a little intimidating.
That happened. Yeah, it was very, absolutely. No, Clinton, when Clinton explodes. Oh. But he's so wrong about this.
Serious issue, Shella thought.
Yeah.
Listen to how dry his mouth is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Billy? Second
president ever. It's an indicator.
You're asking, well, don't we have a right to change the rules? Yes. But you don't
back
have
it
a
up,
right to
didn't we miss something?
Look how pissed off he is, too. Arms
oh, yeah,
folded.
He's really hot. And James Patterson
Get out
jumps
there, Patterson.
In there. I know, what the fuck? Shut the fuck up.
Patterson's probably, why am I even here?
During the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And whether looking back now, if he would have handled that time differently.
Not about you, bitch.
A few days ago, in response to critics who have suggested that you should have resigned in the wake of the Lewinsky scandal, you said that you should not have. If you were president now, in 2018, with everything that's going on with the Me Too movement, how would you have approached the accusations differently?
Well, well lied, just like he lied before.
Because people would be using the facts instead of... The imagined facts. If the facts were the same today, I wouldn't.
In 1998, President Clinton shocked the world, first denying, then admitting to an affair with then-White House intern Monica Lewinsky. The scandal launching a lengthy investigation that ended with Clinton becoming just the second president ever to be impeached.
You're asking, well, don't we have a right to change the rules? Yes. But you don't have a right to change the facts.
Clinton says...
You are fake news.
Wait, hold on. The facts are... He had sex with an intern, which is, I mean, that was just beyond, a fat intern.
I really wish Bill would have gone, you're fake news to him.
What?
That wasn't funny.
What was the catnip that she made that was irresistible?
She pulled up her
giant
dress
thong.
And that stupid thong on her fat ass. But he took the bait, and then he lied about it. And he lied about it, and he lied about it, and he lied about it. He pounded the podium. I did not have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Those are the facts. What facts is he talking about? Does he want to get into Ken Starr? Is that what, blame Ken Starr, blame Linda Tripp? Is
Probably.
That what he's talking about?
Probably.
That this is an investigation into a failed real estate deal, and it morphs into a... Yeah, okay, we understand that. But it happened, and you lied about it, and you suborned perjury, and you lied. So there, and he lied about Paula Jones, too.
You're fake news.
Critics are now pouncing in light of the Me Too movement, but he stands by his decision to fight impeachment rather than resign.
So a lot of the facts have been conveniently omitted to make the story work.
Hey, get out of here.
I think partly because they're frustrated that they got all these serious allegations against the current occupant of the Oval Office.
Wrong.
And his voters don't seem to care. I think I did the right thing. I defended the Constitution.
You think this president's been given a pass with regards to the women who have come forward and accused him of sexual misconduct?
Oh, well, I think that, no. But it hadn't gotten anything like the coverage that you would expect.
President Trump.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. It is pretty.
First off, most of the women, and thanks, for making me defend Trump, Clinton, but most of the women that accused Trump was well before he was in office.
Yeah.
This happened while an intern in the White House.
Yasser Arafat sitting wait for him.
Vastly different. unless Clinton's talking about Russia, and in that case, people don't care about it.
And by the way, what facts is he talking about? The facts are it happened. He lied. He sent his people out. He had his bimbo eruption squad go out and pound on her for months on end. And then he's going to say that his public apology to Monica Lewinsky was enough, and should he apologize to her personally? And he says no.
Well, I
can't believe he said this.
I'm wondering in his mind if he's thinking about just the sex part of it, you know, because it's all consensual. As
she
opposed,
she loved it. She wanted it. She got it. She loved
wanted
it.
She wanted it.
She asked for the cigar.
He destroyed her life.
Well, that's what I think he is not she thinking
got,
about.
She got the shit pounded out of her for months. She was a lunatic stalker or she was a whore, one or the other. But
that's right.
He didn't defend her for shit.
By numerous women of inappropriate sexual behavior.
She is a goofus.
Which he denies.
I like the Me Too movement. It's way overdue. I think that it doesn't mean I agree with everything. I still have some questions about some of the decisions which have been made.
Huh? This March, Monica Lewinsky penned an op-ed in Vanity Fair taking responsibility for her part
there
in the scandal,
is.
But also admitting that years later...
She would not be my first choice that I can
have.
She was diagnosed with PTSD from the unrelenting public scrutiny.
One of the things that this Me Too era has done, it's forced a lot of women to speak out. One of those women, Monica Lewinsky, she wrote in an op-ed that the Me Too movement changed her view of sexual harassment. Quote, he was my boss. He was the most powerful man on the planet. He was 27 years my senior with enough life experience to know better. He was at the time at the pinnacle of his career while I was in my first job out of college. Looking back on what happened then through the lens of Me Too now, do you think differently or feel
on question there
more responsibility?
No, I felt terrible then. And I came to grips with it.
Did you ever apologize to her?
No, yes, and nobody believes that I got out of that for free. I left the White House $16 million in debt.
Because you lied.
Ooh.
Over and over.
But you typically have ignored gaping facts in describing this, and I bet you don't even know them. This was litigated 20 years ago.
Ooh,
2/3 of the American people sided with me.
It's insulting.
They were not insensitive to that. I had a sexual harassment policy when I was governor in the 80s.
Diverting.
I cannot believe
he's saying this. I had two women chiefs of staff when I was governor. Women were overrepresented in the attorney general's office in the 70s.
And?
For their percentage in the bar. I've had nothing but women leaders in my office since I left. You are giving one side and omitting facts.
Mr. President, I'm not trying to present a side.
You asked me if I agreed. The answer is no, I don't.
And I asked if you'd ever apologized, and you said you had.
I have.
You've apologized to her.
I apologize to everybody in the world.
It is everybody important to me world. That everybody who has been hurt know that the sorrow I feel is genuine.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
First and most important, my family. Monica Lewinsky and her family.
But you didn't apologize to her.
I have not talked to her.
Do you feel like you owe her an apology?
No, I do. I do not. I have never talked to her.
I can't get close to her.
But I did say publicly on more than one occasion that I was sorry.
Way
that's
late.
That's very different.
Way late.
The apology was public.
That's embarrassing.
You don't think the private apology is public.
I think this thing has been, it's 20 years ago.
James Patterson come bailing.
On. Let's talk about JFK.
Let's talk about my book.
That's 40, 50 years ago, you idiot.
Already.
I don't think President
Thanks for being a prop on the set there, Patterson.
Do you believe President Johnson should have resigned? Someone should ask you these questions because of the way you
No, you're the interview questions. Subject, you
I
fucking asshole.
20 years ago plus, and the American people, 2/3 of them stayed with me.
Sorry.
And I've tried to do a good job
make amends.
Since then with my life and with my work.
Oh,
that's all I have to
just
say.
Just opened himself up to a couple good questions there. So you're still married. Are you saying that...
I dodged a bullet there.
The Clinton Library. What does he call the women who attend him there?
Oh.
They're always coming in for glasses of wine.
On the rooftop?
On the
rooftop. Bachelor pad?
Yeah, doesn't he have a pool there too?
They rub his feet. Gross.
I think he came across so badly there.
Yeah, he
could not have come across worse.
Well,
I'm a victim. You don't know what you're talking about. What is he referring to there? He must be referring to Ken Starr in Whitewater, I assume.
I thought it was sort of a, you probably don't know what you're talking. Yeah, you don't know your history. It seemed like a slap in his face.
No, because he...
Like, but, you're too young to know this. It was 20 years ago.
But that's Clinton convoluting it into, yeah. I protected the Constitution. The Constitution was at risk there, and it was going to be violated. And two-thirds of the country... Two-thirds of the country... You don't vote on whether someone had extramarital sex in the White House. That's not a vote on that. It happened. The dress was tested. It was his DNA. He had to admit it. He lied for 8 months. That went on from January to August. I mean, that was incredible thinking back on it, that all that time he lied. He didn't tell his wife until...
well, nobody blames him for that.
She was chained in the basement, remember?
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I do not approve that message.
What's the first thing he did? He lied. I did not have sex with Monica Lewinsky. What's the next thing that happened? Hillary shows up in the nation going, there's a vast right-wing conspiracy in this country out to get my man.
You're sexist. No. That's horrible.
It was a whole...
My man, but she meant my job, because she was already calculating the damage. Yeah.
They were spinning. They were trying to spin that she was a psycho. I mean, she should have sued the shit out of him.
She should have.
She really should have.
They destroyed her.
But she loved
he
him.
He had to have submitted to those questions in advance. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been sitting there, right?
I don't know.
That interview would not have taken place.
Trudy, it's funny you said that because I was thinking, I wonder what went on behind the scenes, who they called, their publisher. So you know he's trying to roll heads
interview,
right now.
It's an interview about the book.
Yeah, and that's
probably
what he's
pissed about. And they had a certain amount of time, and he decided, I'm going to ask about them. He only asked two questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he barely said anything. Clinton did all the talking.
Would they have permitted that, though? At all?
No, no way.
Wouldn't he have just been like, all right, that's it. That's the end of the interview. Except for the fact that cameras are rolling on that kind of a thing, and it looks more dramatic.
If that's the case, then she said, I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk about a book with Mr. Patterson. If you want to talk about that, then we're going to go do our next interview.
Instead of lighting
this guy up like he's the biggest asshole in the world.
I think he picked the wrong person. I think he figured that he could.
And he's black? He marginalized the black man?
Yeah, well, I think NBC has some great talent going on there. You know,
the question is, will he do another interview about this book, or is
with
that
Hoda?
Oh, I know
next
who
Hoda
won't.
Next time.
Patterson won't be there. It's a waste of his time.
Is it James Patterson?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
He thought you said Pat Patterson.
No, I said Patterson won't be there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Doesn't he offer a little protection and?
I don't know. He looks like an idiot.
He diverted throughout JFK and LBJ. That was 20 years ago. Let's talk about LBJ. Wait, that's 50 years ago. What are you talking about?
What did LBJ do?
What do you think she should resign? Oh, I thought I was doing the interview. Why am I on the spot now? First of all, the media never reported anything. No woman said anything. So there was nothing. It was a different time entirely. That was 1960 to 63 and 63 to 67, 68. So... No, it was a completely different time. Duh. I guess you don't know your history.
Next time, Hoda, for sure.
Back in my bunghole.
You know, I never watched the Today Show, and I was watching it because I knew he was on. They just give Hoda the softball entertainment interviews. I didn't know that.
She does. Take those.
Guthrie and that black guy do the other one. Because Savannah talked to the dope down at Parkland, the cop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Scott Peterson. Yeah. Ooh, man, does that look defensive?
Fully breaking his silence tomorrow on today's show.
He thought they were fireworks that were going off. That was his excuse to the Washington Post.
They also put
Which made me think, then why'd you get on that golf cart and just tool out of there?
Did you see the quote from the baseball coach, though, who said we had a meeting about this guy and we agreed that if somebody's going to shoot up this school,
it's going to be him.
Yeah.
That there's that nice. Crazy guy.
Yeah, don't be afraid to follow his social media or something where he reveals his plan. He's going to get an Uber at 2:00. He's going
to
get.
Everybody else thinks it's everybody else's, job to do that, though. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. It's incredible. They did have a wonderful graduation, though. Jimmy Fallon spoke.
And I saw that.
Told them how much they had taught us. So
and now they're going on tour.
Yeah, 75.
17.
75 city tour, hog, registering voters.
Wow, I want to go see that show.
They played a clip of hog on the radio today when I was listening, and
more.
And it finally hit me how weird it sounds when he says our kids.
Because he is
protecting our yeah, because he is a kid.
Oh no, he's a crisis actor, right? You forgot. You forgot.
Yeah, he's really 40. I just thought that was really weird.
That is weird.
Our kids.
Maybe he's.
What sick fuckers are out there that want to continue to sell more guns, murder more children, and honestly just get reelected?
He lost his character. He fell out of character.
Why? Every time he swears, he's trying to act like a big boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey, if you're out there, fuck you.
To you, that's to you, Drew.
I know.
He's standing up and saying, fuck no.
I felt it.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Paul has sent us an email.
Serious, Paul?
Yeah, Paul. Serious issue, shall have thought. Jasmine had a huge rack. Fox 2 News, 5:04 p.m. Should we watch the story?
That would have been 6-7 minutes ago.
I queued it up.
Yeah, 5 minutes, T minus 5 minutes,
I don't know.
And counting.
Yeah.
Jasmine? Is she at
I have MSU? No idea what the story's about.
Okay.
Is it about the dog?
Oh, see, MSU. Well, let's play the story.
Found guilty.
Play that story.
Oh, it's
first.
The next story.
A woman accused of shoplifting at a Target store in Southfield says security guards forced her to partially disrobe. In front
that's
of
her
three
on the left.
Other workers.
She attorney?
She was never arrested. There were no charges filed. And she's now she's suing.
What's that?
She's the one arrested.
The one in the gray?
She's the one with the big rack. All I know is what Paul, the information Paul has provided us, and that's that she has a big rack, and that is true.
Wow. Play the story. Has more on the case.
I was humiliated. I was very upset.
Must be the lawyer.
She never wants to shop alone again after she says she was falsely accused of stealing
quite,
at a Target store
quite pretty.
And forced to expose herself to three employees.
It was just very degrading. I couldn't believe it happened. I was in shock.
Attorneys for Ashanae Davis say on May 22nd, the 20-year-old stopped into the Southfield Target store on Southfield Road near 13 Mile, shopping for a new bikini, when a loss prevention officer aggressively grabbed her by the arm as she was trying to leave.
Next, a second loss prevention employee who was in uniform approached Ms. Davis
she's a civil rights
and
attorney.
Handcuffed her.
She has
After
her own
being
law
cuffed,
firm.
Civil rights attorney Jasmine Rand says the officers humiliated her in front
I'm
of other customers.
I'm not going to say anything about Jasmine other than she's very attractive and she's doing a great job.
Is a practice that
she represented
has of taking people
Trayvon Martin's family
in its stores
and Michael Brown.
And parading them through the
she did? According to her website.
Very derogatory.
Really?
Manner.
Brand says once Davis reached the loss prevention
yeah, there she
office,
is there.
She was told she
There's
had
her.
To prove she didn't have
Brandon's
a stolen
her, Instagram up.
Trayvon Martin. I thought Trayvon
Brand
Martin had that. I remember Trayvon Martin's attorney. Wasn't it a dude?
I'm just telling you what her.
Well, maybe
she's
worked
says.
In other areas.
She's got a very nice Instagram.
Forced her to pull up her shirt and pull down her pants in front of two male employees at Target.
I was so scared. I had never had anything close or near like that happened to me.
Rand says the employees quickly apologized, walking her out.
She takes a lot of selfies.
Believing Davis was racially profiled, her civil rights violated.
Target as a corporation has a standing history now of discriminating
Are you
against
okay?
black and Latino people in their hiring practices.
They
Davis's
do?
Davis's attorneys hoping to get their hands on that surveillance
kind of
video.
Lost track of the original story.
They can't sharp it. I don't even know what it's about. She shoplifted.
She was accused and she didn't, I guess.
Okay.
And that's terrible. I'm glad we covered that.
Well, Paul sent the email in about
I know,
a huge rant.
If anybody has a complaint, take it to Paul.
Well, Paul,
excuse us for checking to see if it's if there's verification, so we know, whether to listen, we know whether to listen to his email in the future.
About huge racks.
Thanks for...
Whoa. I mean, look at her Instagram.
Hold on, let me put my glass in.
That's a lawyer.
Thanks for, thanks for being aware.
A pretty attractive lawyer, I got to say.
That. Nice. Well.
Okay. Mark Farner's coming up. Ooh, it's almost Mark Farner time.
Oh, it is.
Do you have a number over there, Brandon?
I do.
Everybody's favorite Drew and Mike mascot, part-time Tom Mazzaway, mentioned that our friends at Zop Ford pay a minimum of $2,500 for any trade-in, regardless if it runs, has tires, or is a nest of chipmunks living under the hood. Since then, the phones at Zop Ford have been blowing up. Due to popular demand, Gabar and the team decided to keep this ridiculousness going for just a little longer. Drag that jalopy, push that POS, or pull that pile to Zot Ford in Holly and get $2,500 when you purchase your next new Ford. Plus, you can use that $2,500 as down payment on your purchase or lease. If you prefer, they can even cut you a check, or you can go buy a big bag of weed. Your call. P.S. Don't be surprised when another member of Zot's award-winning staff assists you with your purchase. Part-time Mazzaway will likely be out of the office or off to some exotic destination around the globe. Only from your friends at DealsInTheD.com. He's pretty regularly back at work now. I'll see. In his defense. Tomorrow's going to be exciting with the t-shirt.
Exciting. I was going to say. Fight.
He will have absolutely no time then to.
I would think he would arrive early and go to the post office, which is very close. It's right over there, and take care of business. But I could be mistaken.
Not going to happen.
You have the pre-show meeting.
Not going to happen. Even after someone narks on us and tells him, it will not happen.
There's no time like the present to review your plan for retirement to make sure you're on the right track. While it may take a lifestyle change, like cutting back on arm pizza or mac and cheese with ... saving a little extra now for retirement can have big results down the road. You don't want to look back years from now and wish that time travel speed was possible. Call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748 and get started on the path to retirement, or get restarted if you've gone off the rails and you see, boy, we don't have much going here. Talk to Luke. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Signature Investors Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Registered Investment Advisor, at 28411 Northwestern Highway, Southfield, Michigan, 48034, 248-663-4700. Can we queue up item your captain?
Oh, yeah.
Or Mark Farner? There's a great Simpsons reference to Grand Funk, too, isn't there? Yeah.
Brandon's calling us, so I can't play it. Because it's on that computer.
Oh, boy. Ah, boy.
Oh, Mag.
He's playing June the 14th at Detroit Music Weekend at the Music Hall for the performance.
AFSL, Fossil 103. Classic hits from ABBA to Zeppelin, Comma Land.
We are winners and losers. Bad fellow losers.
Tell him! Mr. Simpson, sir, can you please change the radio station?
But this is Grand Funk Railroad. Woo. You guys back there know Grand Funk, right? Nobody knows the band Grand Funk? The wild shirtless lyrics of Mark Farner? The bong rattling bass of Mel Shocker? The competent drum work of Don Brewer? Oh, man! For more information on Grand Funk, consult your school library.
That's right.
I think that's Mark Farner there. Is that you, Mark?
That's me.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing, but not mildewing.
Good. Were you watching The Simpsons when that happened, by any chance?
No, I was not, but I did see it just prior to taking the stage at Pine Knob.
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah, they ran it out there on the big screen. It was a hoot.
Did you have any idea they were going to use that sequence there, or did that just happen?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
I had no idea. It was just a really pleasant surprise, as you can imagine.
You were on a show that was nationally acclaimed and had no clue.
That's right.
Wow. That's fame. That is a...
Welcome to my world.
Hey, by the way, we opened with I'm Your Captain, which is the 10-minute Grand Funk song that really is sort of the one that's different from most of the catalog, but I think it's my favorite Grand Funk song, and you wrote it, in fact.
Yes, I did.
Did somebody...
Most disc jockeys love that tune
yeah.
For more than one reason. But yeah, really, if they had to, if they had a cigarette, Jones, they could get that over with. They could go to the bathroom. They could do number one. They could do number two and still make it back to the mic, you know, brother?
You'd probably go meet a girl for a few minutes, too. Now, 10 minutes, though, that was, even at that time, that was an unusually long time. Did they try to get you to edit that down?
They did for a single version, but every time they wanted to cut the third verse, I said, you're foolish. Listen to this song. It needs to be finished, and the third verse doesn't.
Well, it's a great song, and we've had I remember when we had a special guest on who was mentioned in one of your songs. We're an American band.
All right.
Sweet Connie Hamsey?
Yeah.
Now, did the crew know Sweet Connie Hamsey, or was that just... Because she was a famous person in terms of being a groupie.
Yeah, no one knew until then.
Until the song?
Huh.
Until the show.
Oh, the show. Well, yeah. Because when we interviewed her, as I recall, she did seem to know some crew members in Grand Funk, and I don't think she got as far as you guys, according to her. Although, what do I know? She ends up in the song.
Yeah. Well, I didn't write the lyrics. Brewer wrote the lyrics. I did write the music. I did write the drum lick that starts the song. I did. I'm responsible for the cowbell, which, by the way, is number two only behind Honky Tonk Women in a Rolling Stone cowbell contest.
I didn't know there was one. Really?
Yeah, that's a big cowbell song. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, with Locomotion, Some Kind of Wonderful, you guys had, I think, four or five top five hits. That's huge.
Yeah.
And do you play all those?
What a blessing.
You play all those in your solo shows?
Absolutely. Yeah, I play the hits. Then, you know, when we did sell out Shea Stadium, I was writing 100% of the music at that time. So I really am proud of the fact that we did it faster than the Beatles and that the Americans that showed up there, and I don't care what, you know, nationality they are, but I'm telling you, my brothers and sisters that were singing in that American English, it drowned out the PA system. It was so loud. It was, I still remember it. Like, I get a rush just telling you about it.
Well, you know, I'm interested in Grand Funk because you were a three-piece for a while, and were you debating in the early years, you know, should we be a three-piece or a four-piece? And what is the advantage of a three-piece? Because there's a lot of three-piece bands I've discovered that I really like that sound.
Well, we did it only as a resort to having been two of the members that were in the band, guitar player and a keyboard player, were married, and we got stuck out in Cape Cod for 2 weeks, and their wives were furious when they got home, but it was an act of God. They blamed God, but it was snow, dude. It was a lot of snow. And by the time we got back, they were threatening divorce and everything. They had to drop out of the band, and I said to Brewer, I said, we ought to just start a three-piece, man, and get guys that do not have wives.
That would sort of be in conflict with what you feel today, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mel Schachter, was he with Question Mark and the Mysterians?
He was.
He was.
We stole him right away from him.
Do you guys know Rudy Martinez? Is it Rudy Martinez? Question Mark?
Yeah. Yes, I know him casually.
Do you still, I mean, recently or just back then?
No, I had years and years and years ago.
Yeah, he's a real interesting guy. Mark, was he together? Remember we interviewed him?
Yeah.
He's had
some bad luck, too, but yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But I just wasn't sure what was going on there, if he was just putting us on or he was a little...
I think he was being Question Mark.
Maybe so. Was he pretty wacky back in the day?
No, they put on a heck of a show. I was with him in New York City with Terry Knight and the Pack. I was playing bass for the Pack back then, or Terry Knight and the Pack. And Question Mark and the Mysterians went on, man, and they brought the house down. I'm not kidding you. They were rocking that place.
Well, 96 Tears, certainly one of the huge, huge hits of the 60s. By the way, the date's June 14th for the Detroit Music Weekend at the Music Hall for Performing Arts. And then you're playing with Ted and Blue Oyster Cult at DTE, and that's July 20.
Another heavy cowbell
band.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's the BOC?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, cowbell in there. Mark, you also toured with Ringo with Entwistle, Randy Bachman, Billy Preston, and I think Zach was on the tour, too. Did you guys have... Was that something you really enjoyed doing?
Oh, man, that was a... Yes, and Ringo did tell us that it was the rockin'est version of the All-Stars.
Huh. Yeah, that's I would agree with...
He gave us that compliment. And two of them are, you know, in rock and roll heaven now with Entwistle and Preston.
Yeah.
But it was an honor to play, you know, with Billy. He was just a virtuoso. I mean, he'd be doing a take, singing, playing the part with his right hand, holding a Bible in his left hand and reading it while he's doing all this.
Oh, my God. Really?
I'm not kidding you.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love that.
It's kind of weird time management.
I don't know if you guys saw him at the concert for George Harrison.
No.
He sang My Sweet Lord and something else. Yeah. Wow, it was really, really good. And you could tell he was singing to My Sweet
Very
Lord.
Spiritual.
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely. Love Billy Preston.
Hey, Mark, what is the thing about dancing that you're, you know, sort of trying to persuade men to break out and dance more?
Yeah, because the women really want the men out on the dance floor. They don't care if they can really dance and tear it up. They just want them out there to have them with them to dance. I mean, you see women dancing with women, but 90% out there is women dancing with women on the dance floors around here. And I just want to encourage men to get out and do it, because most men are so ego-driven, they don't want to screw up and look like a goofball out there or something, you know. And I'm serious. And then they would never be able to show their face again. And but they got to get past that. Yeah. They got to get past that. Mark and Drew, do you agree?
I was going to say, maybe you have a lot more rhythm than I do.
Dance like no one's watching.
Yeah.
You don't even have to clap in time, man. You could just get out there. The women want you to show up out there. And then, you know what? You get in with all that energy that's moving around on that dance floor, and something gets stirred up in you, and you might find it habit-forming, buddy.
Well, if there's alcohol involved, maybe it's a possibility. But without alcohol, I can't see it.
I hear you.
I don't know.
Loosen it up.
Hey, Mark, we talked about the Simpsons episode where you were referenced. Do you know about the Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where you were referenced in that one? And did you know about that mention?
About somebody, I think my brother told me that they said something about Mark Farner didn't play all the notes. He only played the important ones or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. You didn't worry about the, oh, here.
What was the setup for that? Because I remembered something about Mark Farner in.
Larry was talking to his therapist, and he was having problems, so he used Mark as an example.
Yes. Well, my advice is don't try too much at once. I had a client once. He was a rock guitarist. He played for the band, what was the name of it? Grand Funk Railroad. I don't want to reveal his name because I already told you he played for Grand Funk Railroad. You just look it up. It's Mark Farner. The great thing about Mark Farner was he didn't mess around with all the extraneous notes. You understand what I'm saying? He only played the important notes. Yeah. And that's what I want you to try.
I find it a little troubling that you told me his name.
Did you ever see that therapist?
I've seen the program. I didn't see that program, but I've seen it before. I never sit and watch TV like that, though. I just see it in passing. If somebody else is watching it in their hotel room or something, and I walk in, I see that.
So that wasn't your therapist?
No. Mine was Dr. Brain.
We just wanted to make sure that nothing was violated there.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very sacred bond.
But, that's right.
But, Mark, what about his...
I appreciate your concern.
thank you. Always concerned about this sort of thing. What about his comments there, though, that you only play the important notes? Are you sparse in your notes? Do you take them seriously?
I let them be what they are. I mean, I don't... I have a natural vibrato that I put on chords and things that I play off the fretboard, and I don't use a whammy bar. And I can put more feeling into that chord and through that neck and the grip on it with that style than just reaching down and, you know, quivering a bar. So it's like part of your personality is in this music, you know, in the expression. And I believe that Jimi Hendrix wasn't the fastest, but, man, he said more. That guitar could cry. It could speak. It could... you know, rejoice. It could trip, and it was just the feeling. And that's where I'm from. I'm a guttural kind of guy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Our phone's ringing. Are you due for another interview right now, Mark?
No.
You're not. Okay. Good. Good.
Cut off of one.
Then it's what area?
Someone's calling us.
Oh, okay. Oh. I was afraid it was somebody calling. You're taking too much time with Mark Farner.
We're
he has
in trouble.
To be on another station. But no, I'm glad to hear that. Because I do wanted to ask you some more things. One of the things that you know, as I'm studying up on Grand Funk today, I'm looking at the other guys who are touring as Grand Funk. And first of all, it seems strange to call bands, and this happens all the time, they have the name and they don't have the lead singer or the writer or whatever. And in your case, you're out there as Mark Farner's American Band, and they're out there as Grand Funk. Now, it seems like, I don't know, maybe there's no way to squeeze the two together, and... I got to believe it's a bigger draw.
Well, that's been my point in the last 20-some years at all the corporate meetings when I'm trying to call somebody to accountability. As you know, isn't it the president's duty to do the thing that would make the most profit for this corporation, and it, you know, they just always give me the runaround. And what my cousin told me, he said, Mark, listen to this. If you screwed somebody, you premeditated this and you pulled it off, would you ever want to see that SOB again? You know, for fear of retaliation? Because somebody of that kind of nature, they are always looking for somebody to stab them in the back.
Hmm. Right, yeah.
So that's and I kind of think that could have some merit.
Well,
know that there's some hateful stuff going on because they're suing me in the federal court.
Still?
What? Oh, yeah.
Can you, without getting too deep into it, what is it over? Is it over copyright or?
No, it's over the Mark Farner's American Band.
Oh, they want you to not call it Mark Farner's American Band?
Yeah.
What part don't they want?
I own the trademark, though, you guys. I own the trademark. They didn't even look to see if I had a trademark.
Well,
they
Mark, just... you have a writing credit on that song, don't you?
No, but I'll tell you why. Don Brewer comes to me. And I wrote the music, and I did write that drum lick on the intro and all that. But I didn't get credit for it because Brewer comes to me and he says, hey, Mark, I've never had 100% write credit on any song. Do you mind if I take it on this one? I immediately said, go ahead, Don, because, you know, I'm a nice guy and he knows it. And he could sweet talk me and make me think that, you know, he would really appreciate it. Well, he's showing his appreciation.
Oh,
now.
Jesus. Wow. That's so...
Now, can that be revisited if it does go to court? Are you able? I would think it would not be hard to prove that you wrote certain parts of that song. And you said you played the cowbell.
Yeah. Well, it's so, you know, the Bible says stay out of the courts, and I know why. It's crazy. If you've ever done any kind of thing in a court, it is unbelievable compared to living your life in your house, wherever you're at, or in your apartment someplace, that courtroom, wow, it's another planet.
So who's earning the royalties for the Art Van commercial where you're an American Band, or we're an American Band, is their new commercial? You've heard that, right?
Yes. He gets the writer's share because I gave up my portion.
That's pretty heartbreaking.
That's kind of...
Yeah, because he asked me to, you know, take him 100%. I said, yeah.
Oh, boy.
But you know what? I don't regret it. I did for a while. I can't tell you I didn't.
Yeah.
But I had to let it go.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, man, with the things that happened in his life with his wife, dying the way she did and everything, and he's got so much pressure on him. Maybe this is causing his chemistry to be a little off, and it's causing him to do hateful and aggressive things and want to hurt somebody. You know.
Well, we're not in trouble for calling it Mark Farner's American Band, are we? Because isn't it listed that way?
Hell
okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be deposed, Drew.
No, man, I own it, and you can say it.
Okay.
Hey, I was looking at your set lists, and I noticed you do a cover song of Ohio. Am I missing something? Why that song?
Well, I'm glad that you asked.
You're welcome.
Because it was recorded out of concert pitch. Did you realize that? It's not an A440?
No.
Most songs are in A440, right?
Okay.
I think you might be talking
you
over
know
our
anything
heads.
Anything about concert pitch?
No.
Well, not really.
Okay.
I love the song, though.
Standard.
School us,
different
yeah.
countries have different standards for where they start their scale. So in the United States and in European countries and in Japan, it's like A440 and places in China. But we discovered that Ohio was recorded in A432, which is the frequency of the universe.
Whoa.
Hey.
And it is, yeah. And if you played A440 over a loudspeaker in front of a kiddie pool, and they did this, they showed it on this video I watched, it puts Chop on the Water at 120 decibels, and that's loud. I mean, that is so loud. but it actually puts chop on the water.
Whoa.
Then they play A 432, same rig, 120 decibels. It's like a piece of glass.
Huh.
That just gives you a reference to that tuning. It is a friendly tuning. It touches a place that's deep in us. And I tune to 432 for my live set. The whole set is in 432. And so when we do Ohio and people hear it, they hear it in the key that it was cut in. Most bands who are covering it are playing it in A440.
Which version is
that? They don't know it was 432. I discovered it was and put it in there because it pricks the hearts of people's memory, and we need to remember because nobody ever was held responsible for the deaths of those four children at Kent State.
Boy, they got that song out in a hurry, too. When that happened, I think it was literally out as a 45 2 weeks after that event. May 4, 1970, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
State.
Whose version is that, Brandon?
That's him playing it.
Oh, that's Mark. Yeah. Okay.
It's said to have cosmic healing powers. Is that what you think? Are you trying to heal the universe?
Yeah, I mean, if you tune an acoustic guitar to A432 from A440, where it's been all of its life, and then you tune it to A432, it actually says, thank you.
I read two places about Peter Frampton. I'm a big Peter Frampton fan. Don't follow him on Twitter. But you guys tried to get him in Grand Funk in 1972, and you did play with him later, didn't you, in the 90s?
Yeah. Yeah, he did some guest appearances when we did the Bosnia tour.
I just wonder what happened in 72. Did he join, or did he just stay solo, or was that with Humble Pie?
We didn't even talk to him. It was just thrown back and forth, pretty much, and things went their own way.
Sounds pretty cool, though. How was touring with him?
It would have been good.
Yeah.
It would have been good.
For sure.
We got along good.
Yeah. Well, these would be great shows. I have to say, if I want to see Grand Funk, I would rather see the Grand Funk with the lead singer and the lead guitar player. So, Mark Farner, there you go. June 14, Detroit Music Weekend, Music Hall for Performing Arts, and then a DTE with Ted Nugent, Blue Oyster Cult, July 20. Two shows within 6 weeks. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you,
Mark and Trudy.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Great talking to you.
All right.
Have a great night. Have a good show. See ya.
Bye for now.
See you in a couple of weeks. A fascinating dude.
Yes, no, it's an interesting career, and I was reading about it today, and he's been all over the map and back, mm-hmm. and still doing live shows, and I just can't get over that they're not playing together.
I know.
I think they're both, they actually
sour grapes.
Checked out both, they both sound good. Both sound good. I think Mark, because Mark's the voice of Grand Funk, it doesn't sound like Grand Funk without Mark's voice.
No.
His voice sounds great.
When I saw them, probably the last time they toured together, I never noticed any of the other guys in the band. It's him. He's you know, that firecracker, and he's always prancing around, and, you know, I mean.
Well, he's a lead guitarist. He's a
very energetic individual.
You know, I wanted to ask Mark about his son, who I thought was in DC Drive way back when in Detroit, but I just have no idea where that's going, and I don't know. I wasn't sure they were connected or reconnected, or I wasn't sure where that was all going, but I think a lot of our, not a lot, but some people probably remember Joey in DC Drive. I know a couple of guys started a studio downtown. They're still rolling.
I think the big lesson is if you write a song, don't give it away no matter what.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big song not to get a credit on.
Yeah. Have we assessed all cowboy? We've done.
America is going to win.
I know we've done hand clap songs and
cowbell songs,
snap songs,
but a great
cowbell.
Topic. BOC is a huge cowbell song.
Oh, yeah.
That was what they were using in Saturday Night Live in the skit, wasn't it? Wasn't BOC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Will Ferrell?
There's another huge one. Loverboy. Everybody's working for the weekend. Whoa, whoa. Everybody needs another chance.
Yeah.
Or a new romance.
Tight.
Whoa, whoa.
Red.
Oh,
leather.
Night Train. GNR.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a great cowbell.
Absolutely.
I want.
Aren't going to play it?
Yeah, I got to pull it out first. Probably got to pull it out first.
Of course.
Sweet.
I call your name.
Moby Dick is one?
Really?
What'd you search on cowbell songs?
Yeah. Yes.
There's another one.
Well, that is heavily cowbell. Oh, nice.
Another one of Homer's favorites.
Do you need any special skill to play cowbell?
Yeah, timing.
Just have to be able to hit it in time.
That's a big one.
Is there a class in music school, like if you
cowbell?
Go to Juilliard?
It's all percussion, man.
A cowbell class. Rock and roll hoochie coo.
Oh, Moby Dick, you're right, Trudy. It's another good
honky tonk one, yes, absolutely.
Wow. Oh, I know. This
Dance
is my
the night away.
My Stan? Favorite one?
I don't remember that.
Stone Free, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
Huge
oh,
cowbell.
Yeah. That's huge.
Huge.
Huge. Fog hat, fool for the city.
Huh.
Fog hat!
Bonzo!
Dance the Night Away. I'm trying to remember the cowbell in that. Is it the beginning?
I don't know.
Rock of Ages, we're an American band.
Low Rider, why can't we be friends?
The Thrill Ripper. Low Rider. Hair of the Dog. Nazareth. Everybody loves Nazareth. Watching to see what you will do. I can't believe how many the same songs get on every list. There can't be many cowbell songs.
No. It's an exclusive group.
Mississippi Queen again. Hair of the Dog.
It'd make a hell of a mixtape, though. The cowbell songs.
Yes. Don't Fear the Reaper. Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood. Night Train. Judas Priest, Cheater. Funk 49, James Gang.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Oh, great song.
One.
Wait, John Lennon has something called the Cowbell Trilogy? You can't do that, A Hard Day's Night, and I Call Your Name?
Yeah, I Call Your Name, I mentioned.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Mark. You can't do that. Definitely Cowbell, and you can't do that.
All three of those?
I don't remember it being on A Hard Day's Night. Yeah, I think it is in the middle when I'm home.
Mm-hmm. Great song. I think I like songs with cowbell in it.
I definitely do.
Can't.
I like hand clap songs, too. I have a real lowest common denominator part of my brain that can get really dominant.
Dance to hand clap songs?
I don't think so. We're still going to be needing alcohol.
My partner is so disappointed. It couldn't get you into it.
I can't get over how many of these bands are splintered like Sweet. Sweet only has two living
listen,
members.
That funky cowbell.
What is this?
You know.
It's got a horn honk in it, too. How about horn honk songs?
Wait.
You'll know when the bass
that's a thing?
Oh, yeah. There we go. Dun, 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 dun.
I think I could probably play this with 20 minutes of practice.
Probably so.
Yeah!
What's the name of that stupid song?
Funky Town?
Oh, Funky Town.
Oh, yeah.
Lips Incorporated, baby.
Were they ever incorporated?
It must have been.
It's got a better ring than Lips LLC.
I cannot believe Anita Bell, Anita Awards Ring My Bell, how often that spot was playing.
Oh, I know. What was
you
for
can
Walmart?
Ring My Bell, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a terrible version.
That was a big hit, and you could not get away from that song when it was a hit.
Oh,
was
I
that
know.
77, like fall of 77?
Yeah.
Or 78? One or the other.
Yes.
Did you mention Drive My Car?
Yeah, it's got cowbell.
Did you mention it, though?
I did not.
I dodged a bullet there.
Dave, player Dave knows how you feel.
Ooh, I dodged a bullet there.
That girl was very pretty.
I thought so.
I mean, the idea that he was dodging a bullet was like, what?
You know what we didn't mention, too, is the girl that he was with for 18 years that he had, was it 18? No, 12
years. 12
years,
yeah. Two kids with her,
and he's like, period. I don't want to marry you. That was the end of it.
I would think you'd only have one kid.
I don't want to marry
you. I mean, like, there's the one accident. What's the second kid? How does that happen if he doesn't want to be married?
He's just that potent.
He's a player.
Period.
He's a huge player.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. He probably.
Hey, I hit the Powerball.
I bet he hammered right through birth control. He's that potent.
Hey, I know you. Ha ha. Fine. I don't ever want to see you again. Go away. I'm dating somebody else. I hate you.
Shouldn't people like him and Kevin Federline actually just be rendered sterile by the universe? You know?
Yeah.
Which really, it's responsibility to keep.
We could use more Daves.
Keep idiot children from being born, you know?
Yeah, he had two.
I don't want many more Daves, though. He's too intense.
Yeah, too much competition.
You can't compete with that.
He's
too big a player.
Too much competition.
Period.
Okay, just rolling along here. The Christian Baker won in the Supreme Court today.
Not surprised.
I'm not surprised. I don't think I was going to be shocked either way, but...
Did you read about the ruling? They said it's not about a discrimination. And we've talked about
religious
this
beliefs are trumping.
That's not really it either. He would sell them a cake. He just didn't want to do his free speech artwork for that
well,
cake.
Well, I never understood
7-2,
that.
By the way. It wasn't split down. You know,
why? How can
line.
You force someone to do artwork that violates their what he calls his religious beliefs? I don't understand how you can do that. How can you force him to?
How can you force him to do any kind of cake?
You
can't, and he doesn't make. He stopped making cakes.
Well, frost a penis cake, just a penis cake. No insinuation that it's gay or anything.
Kind of doubt
just
it.
A penis.
If he had a. I don't know if he'd make a penis cake, but if he had a cake there and they came in, he wasn't going to stop them from buying it because I guess there is a discrimination law there.
Oh.
Against
he just can't be compelled to create it.
His well, free speech.
I don't know. The whole thing seemed really just didn't feel right to me. That you know, granted, his religious beliefs aren't terribly progressive. Okay, I'll go along with that. But to say that he has to decorate the cake, which was what they were saying,
but he could still sell them one. I think is where the
well, yeah, he can still the sell
disconnect
them one.
Is with some people.
I don't think he objected to selling one, but.
No, I know. That's why he won.
I thought it was very stupid for a long time until as I read more about it, I found out this guy is sincere. He stopped selling cakes. I mean, he lost 40% of his business over this. So I don't think
that's
insincere
what you
people
well, but
do that.
Does sincerity let you skirt the law a lot of times?
Well, not in this case, but in another case. No, I don't think sincerity will necessarily do that.
I mean, you could be a very sincere racist if you wanted to and not serve black people.
Well, no, we're not talking about black people.
No, I
though.
Know, but if you're talking about,
I'm not a racist.
We're talking about civil rights from things that people can't control.
You know, by the way, as we concern ourselves with all these things over here, and there's so many of them in Saudi Arabia, 10 women are getting their driver's licenses for the first time.
Oh,
there were 10 accidents.
I'm sure they'll be scrutinized heavily.
Hilarious.
But meanwhile, there are a number of women who had been campaigning for women
Slow
to be
down.
Able to drive, and they're in jail and they're facing punishment because they're trying to get guardianship eliminated, which means, for example, they can't travel without permission of a male relative.
No, those men are—they're very, you know, very much in control.
They follow you. They chase us on the scooter.
Wasn't one of them the guy in the Grand Prix? The
Yes, that guy. Oh, I hope not.
No, not the same.
I.
What are those 10 women who got their driver's license?
I cannot stop watching that accident. I don't know why.
Which?
Mark Royce.
The Grand Prix.
Oh, Mark Royce, yeah.
The pace car.
I was thinking of a Grand Prix car.
Hold on to your dick!
Slow down.
Why is that accident so funny?
It seems so... It just seems so unnecessary. It's like, why is he crashing? But then I read Mark Phelan's story today.
Which was a great defense.
I know. I was really surprised.
Why is he standing? I feel like Mark Phelan, he needs some access to GM, so he doesn't want to say anything bad.
That's exactly what I thought. I thought, boy, this auto writer really, really wants to be buddies with Mark Royce. And I can't say I blame him. It's not a big deal. But he just went on and on about how this guy's a great driver, and the pace car has to go fast, and he must have hit a bump. I think he said he did hit a bump. I didn't see the bump. I never saw the car's suspension.
The announcer said a bump. We were questioning that yesterday.
I don't know. It might have hopped before that camera got to that angle.
Listen to this part from Phelan's column. Royce has mad skills. He's one of just 30 engineers in all of GM are certified to drive development vehicles for the diabolical Nürburgring-Nordschleife, Germany's legendary third.
First of all,
great guy.
How many engineers have been sent over there to drive? 35? I mean, really?
I know.
Are there that many engineers they're trying to certify to drive on this crazy course with 73 turns?
He is not a suit who ran out of road. Who ran out of road and skills showing off? He led GM's performance division for years. Okay, well, but why is he driving it? Oh, because he's in charge of GM.
And I drive the main road.
Should let Mary Barra do it.
Not many of us would want to be in his seat Sunday. Hmm. Well, no, I don't think anybody would crash it. Maybe the problem is he was too fast.
Well, I don't think we've ever had a crash with a pace car before.
Never.
They slow down.
It just seems like this is not the best time to be pointing out what a great driver he is.
They should take that certification away from him. How many cars did he crash on the diabolical Nürburgring-Nordschleife journeys?
Or on the FIAC and the IMSA road cars that he's licensed to drive?
What if he just crashes in every race, every time he gets behind a car?
It was an awfully big information dump in that story.
I like that feeling pointed out, too, that he's declined every invitation to drive the Belle Isle course.
Wait, they forced him to do this one?
Oh, no. The writer.
The writer.
Oh, Mark Phelan.
I have declined every invitation to the Belle Isle Pro-Am races and even passed on a recent offer to compete in a race simulator.
Hey, I've got one on him. Ha.
Race simulator?
Well, simulator. It seems to be
a blast. Like, I would do that in a heartbeat.
An arcade?
Well, no, you know what they do? They take lasers and they actually course out the whole track for all the bumps, all the contours, and they put it in a simulator of a car so the drivers don't have to come here and test the track out. That's kind of cool.
Seems to me there's a pace car every year, and I don't remember a pace car doing that before.
No, it's
so
never happened.
Seemed
like a strange article. Did anyone else write an article saying how insane and weird it was that happened?
Nobody else needs access to GM. Just the Free Press auto critic.
Well, I don't blame him then.
Not much critic there.
What about NASCAR? You like NASCAR?
He was pretty light on the criticism. That's for sure. Okay.
Oh, there actually are other incidents in pace cars, though.
Oh, yeah, there have been incidents.
What are you laughing about?
Drew is just really hoping to just read a ton of stories of this guy getting.
Well, I thought there'd be at least one. The only guy I read tells me what a great driver he is, and I thought, this seems, I don't know, the timing's off on this story. It was 2 weeks ago.
I dodged a bullet there.
Did you hear that Mick Jagger is babysitting his one-year-old at Stone shows? I mean, they really made it sound like, yes, his one-year-old is backstage at Stone shows. No, I know. It's so ridiculous.
The story says his wife is too busy, but it's Mick Jagger. I mean,
what's his wife doing?
He's playing for 100,000 people a night, and she's busier than him. Really?
Doing what?
I don't know. It's too busy for a one-year-old, though.
Wait, isn't she ballerina or something?
Yes.
So, was there a ballet that night somewhere?
Where's the army of nannies?
Sure. Well, we know where they are. They're backstage with that one-year-old.
Did that baby have noise canceling headphones on, like Baby Breeze. And
oh, I'm very
Moses and Apple.
I'm quite confident he did. That's so funny. A lot of people bring babies to sporting events. Do most babies wear headphones?
No. That's the only one I've ever seen. Drew Brees.
Drew Brees. There was a guy on the Philadelphia Eagles that had headphones on his young child.
Did Annie?
Yeah, it was. I tweeted it was Foles. It was Nick Foles.
No, it was a black guy.
You sure?
Well, I didn't see Nick Foles, but I saw this black guy. He was near Kevin Hart when he was trying to get on stage.
I know Brandon Graham's kid was out there, and Brandon Graham's kid did not have noise-canceling headphones on.
Well, I wish good things for Brandon Graham's kid. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's Foles. Foles' daughter has them on.
Oh, yeah, they're so cute, aren't they? Adorable.
Pink. I'm
just bummed that Mick Jagger's wasting a backstage pass on this one-year-old.
I know. That's bullshit. What a pile of crap.
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
Brandon, is that number good you had for the candidate that's pro-pedophilia, pro-Nazis, pro...
It's the weirdest story, because I keep waiting for there to be a story that says everything's a hoax, this is all fake.
I thought it was a joke when I first read it on Sunday.
Yeah. What's his name? Nathan...
Nathan Larson.
Is he going to win?
I don't think so.
No.
The idea that he wins and then he's just trying to get all those bills passed.
He's running in Charlottesville.
It's one of these headlines when you say, hey, this congressional candidate in Virginia admits he's a pedophile and he's pro-Nazi and he loves incest.
All right.
You see that headline and you're immediately just looking for, you know, one of those fake websites or whatever. But when it's Huffington Post and it's like Washington.
The kids are soft.
Daily Caller. It's like, wait a minute, these...
It's for real.
He's pro incest.
He's real.
Does he have a campaign speech? I'd love to hear his campaign speech.
Well, today.
Get him on the phone.
Because I saw this over the weekend.
If there's any children in the room, please close your ears.
And to tell you the truth, I haven't been able to locate his campaign website anymore because they're drowned out by all these articles about him. So I'm not 100% sure if he's, A, still even running, if he's allowed to run, but also. Hmm. How I don't know. You wouldn't think that any kind of campaign team would want to stick around him.
That's a good point. Who are the people working for his campaign?
Brandon, before I leave the Mick Jagger baby sitting behind, I also noticed the thing on the Slayer fan who went to that festival, and he was thrown out of the festival. That wasn't in your prep?
Yeah. That story was over the weekend as well, I believe, when this dude who loves Slayer out in Toronto, he gets kicked out. Booted from the concert because he was being rowdy. He was in the mosh pit.
It was the warm-up band.
That's right. But he was getting ready for Slayer.
Well, it's their goodbye tour, too, isn't it? Isn't there Sia tour?
Possibly.
I think it's called the Sia Time tour. Not positive about that.
But he decides, there's no way I'm missing Slayer, my favorite band. And he actually goes around and swims a river or a lake to kind of gain back access to where the festival is.
Oh.
But, of course, security is there. Waiting for him, but a member of the band found out about it and said, let him in. You know, if this guy wants to swim all this way out, let him in.
Oh.
Was it Scott Ian from Anthrax?
It might have been.
Because he tweeted about it. He tweeted a picture out of the guy in the middle of the lake, swimming for the shore.
Nice.
Because I guess the concert venue is partially on a moat. Oh. It's sort of moated.
Cool.
So even though he went out the front gate, he just figures he can swim over. A serious fan.
But as soon as he hits land, of course, security is waiting for him. And he couldn't swim forever. But yeah, they did let him in. I wasn't able to locate his number, though. I failed.
The pedophile running for Congress, his website's no longer up.
What?
But here's the phone number registered to the website.
That might work better than the one I have, which I'm probably going
to change. What's the percentage on yours, Brandon?
18% on mine.
18? Mark?
Well, I'm 100%, but I don't know if it still works.
He is one of those people who wants to see his vision of the future is Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, cool.
He wants a patriarchal society with women under the thumb of men.
You know what, Brandon? That might not be his number now because it might be...
So less than 100%?
Yeah, I might be down to zero now, but we can try it.
The pedophilia is because he wants to abolish the age restrictions for marriage, so he wants to be able to marry, like, little girls.
Oh, God.
You know, like 14. Like, fundamentalist
Fucking monster.
Mormon.
He's a big fan.
Jeff's dude.
An admitted fan of Adolf
Warren
Hitler.
Jeff's.
Yeah. He wants to restore benevolent white supremacy.
Benevolent? Oh.
And so, I mean, the whole time
why
I could...
was it benevolent?
I just could not take this story as being real. I figured some way or another he was duping everybody or something. Because they went to his door, I believe, and he didn't back off.
Hmm. Well, try him.
All right.
The heck?
It's a weird story.
Do not try my number now.
Why not?
It just 0%? Plummeted down to 0%.
What happened? What made it plummet? Yeah,
looking at the registry to where it doesn't match up. The area code doesn't match up for what I want it to be.
Now, I also have a second number. I have a second number, but the age is off. So either way, it's the same name. So we can at least warn this individual.
Well, he likes it when the age
That's
is
true.
Off.
It's his dad. Is it an older or a younger?
Yeah, he's a young guy. He's only 37.
Right, so maybe it's his dad.
Mm. I'm sure his dad's going to be proud.
18% is almost 1 in 5.
He says he's an incel now.
What?
Incel now? He calls himself an
acrimonious
incel?
Divorce.
What a dick.
I can see that, why he is. Nobody wants to put up with that. Sorry.
He's got a whole manifesto.
Sorry if I'm offending patriarchal.
Manifesto.
Has there ever been a manifesto that everyone thought was great?
Oh, Unabomber's. Beautiful.
But he killed people.
Well-written, well-researched.
It's like every manifesto ends up in disaster.
He went to Michigan.
His other hero is Joseph Smith.
Oh, the Mormon?
Did you mention that?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 9, 8.
What?
He doesn't want to stop the war on drugs. Not available. So it's not bad.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Nathan. This is the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. We're just calling about your candidacy and want to see if you had a few minutes. You want to dial us back on the 248 number. Thank you and see ya.
Bye.
Okay. You want to do the break, Mark?
You want to know all about my car search?
Yes, we need to know about that.
I've been searching for a new Lincoln.
I'm going to blow my nose, but I'll be listening from afar.
Well, Trudy hasn't heard about my car search
I did not hear about this.
I'm turning in my MKZ.
Oh, no.
Good rebates right now if you want to turn in for a new lease.
Wow.
Go over to Star Lincoln.
Beautiful.
Hoot Mac and Ernie's. Star Lincoln over there in Southfield, 12 and Telegraph.
I've heard many good things.
Oh!
Ooh. No, Drew!
We interrupt this
message.
The story of my search for my MKZ. You better answer it. It might be our only choice.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we better answer it.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, Nathan.
Nathan.
Yeah, yes.
Is this Virginia congressional candidate Nathan Larson?
It is not. That is Nathan P. Larson. This is Nathan F. Larson.
Oh!
Are you getting hammered?
I've been getting phone calls, but it's not the same person.
Wow.
it's been a little frustrating.
Do you share any beliefs whatsoever with
him? Are you voting for you?
Not really, no.
No.
Not even the same person.
How much of a bummer is it to share a name with this dude?
No, yeah.
Well, I'm older than him, so he should lose a name.
Uh-huh.
Are you in Charlottesville?
No, I live in Northern Virginia. I don't live in Charlottesville.
Oh, okay. Are you getting a ton of calls?
I've gotten a few, and the dude's disgusting. That's all I'm going to say.
Now, are you getting calls from media outlets, or are you getting calls from people that are angry at this guy?
I'm not the same person, and it's just frustrating because it's just people I don't know calling my phone. So.
Yeah, but I mean, the public, we're kind of dumb, so the public would just call, you know, anybody with that name. So I didn't know if you were getting calls from angry, dumb people in the public like us that are just like, what's wrong with you? Just ranting and raving.
I've gotten a couple of those. I haven't got any media outlets, but I'm not the same person.
Wow.
No, we get that. So. We understand that. We were trying to warn you. Wasn't that the purpose for calling him?
Yeah. Heads up for this guy.
Too late, right. But
all right. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not the same guy. So.
It's okay. You have to go buy a Lincoln now because you interrupted a Lincoln read.
All right. Well, I'm gonna probably change my phone number, I guess.
Yeah, it sucks that you're listed as that.
Sucks
name.
To be you.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same. I mean, how did you guys get my number, by the way?
Well, you are listed as, you know, that name under that name, and so when
right,
but yeah, and you happen
we have different middle names.
But unfortunately, I think some of the other stats age,
his age
location
is, close,
is getting matched with
yours. We are the same age.
Yeah, that's going to work against you.
I grew up in Minnesota. I'm a retired military guy. I just retired. So,
Retired and you're the same age as the other Nathan?
Yeah. Well, I'm medically retired because of injuries from the military. So.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Are you going to retire from the military?
Where'd you serve?
All over the place, but I served in Afghanistan.
Oh, okay.
So, thank you.
Oh boy. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you. Sorry. Thanks. It sounds like something not so great happened, but
I
appreciate it.
You're the good Nathan Larson.
I'm sorry. I'll probably change my number now.
Well, it might die down. It was in the news heavily yesterday and probably still a little bit today. So it might, I don't know, another day or so. What do you think, Brandon?
Yeah, stick it out.
I don't know. This one, it depends on if the guy pulls out or not. If he tries to remain on the ballot, he might be getting phone calls. And it sucks.
Boy.
Sorry to hear that.
The bottom line is you can't go and say the types of stuff he said. It's disgusting. I don't know.
I appreciate you taking a stand.
Agreed.
All right.
Thanks, Nathan.
All right.
Good luck.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Also, bye.
What a bummer that would be.
I know. He's the same age.
I like that he called us back, though.
I didn't want to say anything, but he's going to get a ton of calls. Yeah. I can't believe he has gotten a million. Did he say he'd gotten a million already?
Yeah.
Few.
Okay.
But we were the first media outlet.
Everybody's
a little slow to the party.
Or they get better
phone
numbers.
Get their first for once.
That or they had the real number right away and...
Yeah,
I should have got it before the website was taken down.
I think it's more interesting to talk to this Nathan Larson.
Yeah, a real hero.
And I think he's right. He has dibs on the name because he had it first before the other guy.
Dibs on the name.
Dibs on the name.
I had it first.
Dibs! All right. Well, where were you? Were you in the middle of the spot?
I was talking about McInerney, Star Lincoln in Southfield, Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership, owner Jim McInerney. And son Ryan, I met Ryan the other day. They've been daily listeners of the podcast since we've started.
Hey.
And now we are welcoming Star Lincoln on with us. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it their name. Mm. We like to say the stars align at Hoot's place in the newly remodeled showroom in the immaculate service area I was talking about yesterday. It really is a really nice location, very easy to get to. And the MKZ, 14 speakers in that car,
Ooh.
So you can blast the podcast, annoy everyone around you.
Yes.
With all your music and our podcast while you're rocking out in your Lincoln MKZ. You can also check out the Navigator, named the 2018 North American Truck of the Year. The podcast and the McInerneys make it easy for you. All you got to do is get into a 2018 Lincoln is called the Personal Sales Rep. The podcast has their own personal sales rep.
Really?
Jimmy D. You can call Jimmy D toll free 855-567-STAR. 855-567-STAR. He's going to take personal care of you. Our loyal podcast listeners, you're going to get the guaranteed lowest priced Lincoln that they're going to allow on whatever model you choose. They're even going to throw in Drew and Mike swag.
Sweet.
Nice. Drive the star. Call Jimmy D. 855-567-STAR 567-STAR.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
What are the first three numbers? 855?
855-567-STAR.
Oh, okay.
So what color?
You know what's funny?
Are you going for?
I don't care.
Really?
I don't care what color car I drive. Do you care, Drew?
These colors don't run.
Is that a...
I don't care that much. I like...
Yes.
I prefer tan or gray or something less noticeable.
I said that, and they jokingly said, oh, we'll give you... I forgot, mauve or something. I said, I don't care. Is it cheaper?
Could it be any more orange?
The way I look at it...
Mauve isn't a bad color.
The way I look at it...
It's a little bit light.
I'm in the car, so I'm not going to see the... Well, I don't think it exists.
Yeah, you have to look at it.
That color doesn't really... They were thinking, an outside of the box.
No mauve. Lincoln probably has no bad colors.
Isn't mauve sort of like the color of this wall?
No, that's like gray.
Isn't mauve pinkish? Purple?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Oh,
obviously, a lavendery color.
But if you're in the car, why do you care what it looks like on the outside?
I care about what color it is.
We have to find it. As long as it's something findable, who cares?
Yeah, but don't you just walk around pressing the lock button a million times to your dog?
If it's a really weird color, it'll probably stick out.
I think Lincoln probably has no bad colors.
No, you know what I told him? I said, I just want a car that... can drive itself as much as possible.
That's a good one.
As autonomous as possible right now.
Yeah.
We have another email about the Fox News at 504.
Are you serious?
504.
What's this creep's name?
Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they're out there, and she's not
very,
hiding
no,
them.
No, she's very attractive. She sticks out in a good way. And Michael said he wanted to tell us he was at dinner with his wife and kids when another guy with his wife, knows my podcast shirt. As I walked by, I said, Drew Mike podcast? They have a podcast?
Pretty soon, I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking suck.
I was typing in the same thing.
When I told him, his jaw dropped, and he told me he was a big fan. I'm surprised he was from around here and such a big fan. You didn't know about it.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
I know. Said to search Drew and Mike, and he'll find it. He was very happy. Made me think about how you guys talking about how when you started 105.1, they had some billboards up. Maybe they're too much, but I thought, if this guy didn't know after almost 2 years, you probably have a lot more people there that don't know. Probably worth it.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. The problem with billboards is you put a couple billboards and everyone sees them every day, the same people over and over. It's really hard to, I don't know. And I know radio was really, well, it's hard to blanket. Right. It's hard to make
every
everybody.
Yeah. We are on.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
You can put up a couple billboards for $20,000, but that's all you get, a couple billboards.
You know what they need?
People in the car.
Electronic billboards that change areas.
Mm.
So, like, everybody has the opportunity to be west side, east side.
We've talked about
that. Why don't we just buy a plane that flies around? Carrying a banner plane. We should have done it for the Grand Prix.
Well, but then everybody's got to be outside. They have to be able to look up. Fly by a Michigan game, that's not a bad idea. That's a really cheap way to get a lot of them.
Dream Cruise.
Right.
Yeah, so there's a lot of out-of-towners. Although, who cares? There's a lot of out-of-towners.
Well, it's a good thing he was wearing his Drew and Mike wearables and passed the message along, because that's what they're for, in part.
You know, the wearables, I'm surprised how many people have said, I saw some guy wearing your T-shirt, and I asked. Seem to have pretty strong impact if... You know, the walk by the right guy, or if they're at a festival or something big.
I ran into a listener, and I think it was because I was wearing the shirt too.
Yeah.
John Falcon, no relation to Jonah.
Where was John Falcon?
Or maybe his total relation to Jonah.
Don't wear that outfit again.
Where did I run into him at?
Yeah.
The playground.
The playground? You guys are both playing?
Maybe. Maybe we took our kids to a park on a Sunday and we ran into each other. I gotta tell you, having a kid that wants you to climb in a playground is kind of bad. I'm too damn big for these playgrounds.
Oh, hit the post! Wow.
Well, some tough lessons have to be learned early on, unfortunately. If you can't get in the slide, you can't get in the slide.
Period.
Andy emailed me too about the, and I this
can
is
get
driving
in the slide.
Crazy.
I don't want to climb up there.
I don't blame you. Andy says the Isaiah game on the bad ankle with the 25 points in the fourth quarter, the Pistons lost that game by a point. It's the 88 finals, game six. So they lost game six and seven because they swept the Lakers the next year. Game time will be a classic. Lakers led in the third. Thomas Sullivan began a classic performance. Scores the team's next 14 points. 5 minutes left in the period. Score 70-64 Lakers. Thomas rolled his right ankle while passing off to Joe Dumars.
Yeah,
Thomas tried to run up court.
He's right. The Pistons were up 3-2.
So they were up 3-2, and they lost that series.
Yeah.
Thomas, with his bad ankle, scored 11 of the Pistons' last 15 points of the quarter to finish with 25, an NBA Finals record for one quarter on 11-for-13 shooting. And the fourth quarter was nip and tuck with 1:17 left. Thomas sore ankle and all hit a baseline jumper for his 42nd and 43rd points, give the Pistons a 199 lead. Lakers came down and Magic got the ball inside of James Worthy. His layup was blocked by Dennis Rodman. Dumars penetrated inside in the ensuing possession, was fouled, hit the two free throws for a 3-point lead, 102-99 with a minute left. Lakers called timeout. Next possession, Byron Scott pump fake Dumars at the top of the key, hit a 14-footer to cut the lead to 1 with 45 seconds. Thomas then missed another baseline jumper. Worthy rebounded with 27 seconds left. Lakers set it up. Scott got it to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It was fouled by Bill Laimbeer as he wheeled for a skyhook. Many refer to this as the phantom foul, as Laimbeer appeared to make no illegal contact. Jabbar hit two free throws for a 103-102 lead with 14 seconds. Pistons timeout, set up a final shot. Thomas stumbled over Rodman after rebounding the ball. Dumars put up a wild shot that missed badly. After Matt scrambled, Scott came over the ball. Was shoved out of bounds by Rodman, inciting a near fight. Scott missed the two foul shots, but it hardly matters. The Pistons missed from half court at the buzzer. Thomas went up with 43 points and 8 assists in a heroic performance. So they
did. One of them 6'11".
Kareem.
And I'm sorry.
Here's Kareem after they get that game, too. Let's see. Where
I knew the Pistons lost game 7, and I just assumed.
I dodged a bullet there.
I thought they had won game 6, but oh well.
I wish game 3 of Cleveland and Golden State was tonight.
I know.
I'm thoroughly enjoying these finals.
Yeah, last night wasn't as good a game.
Was it different from the last two?
Oh, I don't know. Well, these two
last
teams
three,
hate
you
each
mean?
Other.
Last 3 years?
I feel like Golden State trolls LeBron and Cleveland on the court.
Well, this will be their...
They're highly trollable.
This will be their third out of four. Are we getting into dynasty land with the Warriors?
Oh, easily.
Cleveland!
Their best team didn't even win it all.
Well, that's when Draymond missed game 6 when they were up 3-2 and they blew it.
Mm-hmm. Steph was ridiculous yesterday.
Yeah, he was. That one shot over Love.
With the clock running out?
Away. I know. Drew, when he made that, if I was a Cleveland fan, I would just say, oh, forget.
When
just
he
forget.
Launched
Turn it,
it
off.
It didn't look like it was going to be anywhere near the rim from that angle.
Passes it to the man, and boom goes the dynamite.
No, it was crazy.
I feel like every big three he hit, too, was over Kevin Love, which made it even more hilarious.
Yep, that was rough. Can Cleveland win a game at home?
Sure. They were down 0-2 to Boston. I know it's a different team.
Will they win a game at home?
No, I hope not.
Cleveland!
We'll see. They have played very well at home in postseason.
Not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7.
Did you hear the, I forgot where I saw Shaq interview, but they asked Shaq who LeBron should sign with. He's the Warriors, man. Why not? People were just appalled.
Could you imagine?
He's like, he's getting older. I mean, he could play less minutes, you know.
Why not?
I don't know why not.
He wants to win rings.
That's what he said. Since he's saying apparently, win his 3 more rings and be done.
That's the only thing keeping the Jordan people alive, saying that he's not the greatest, is because Jordan won all those rings.
Well, he won 6 out of 6. Can't be changed. LeBron's lost 5 finals.
Yeah.
Or is this his 5th final
two,
loss?
Two and,
no, this will be his 6th final.
This will be 6. So then he signs with Golden State, and he wins 6
Wait,
in
hasn't
a row.
He won 3 titles? He won 1 with Cleveland and 2 with Miami.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So he'll be 3-5?
3-6, because he lost 1 with Cleveland before he was in Miami, didn't he? I think.
Hell, I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. He's got a losing record in the finals.
So go to Golden State and win 6 in a row.
You want to play the Tom Jones son, as we learn that Tom Jones has a son? Who is very musically talented.
He's great.
And in fact...
Did you watch the video?
I did.
Yeah.
He's his illegitimate son, and Tom apparently paid child support, even though, as he said, it was a... Do you call it an accident, or he was trapped or something?
Trapped.
He was sucked in. I don't know. I don't know if he was using the Listerine treatment then.
I think what he told the the lady was,
look, if we're going to have sex, that's all it is. Period.
Right. The Listerine treatment wasn't for birth control, though, was it?
No, it was to control him from...
Yeah.
It was to give him more time.
Right.
Yeah,
she has such extreme sensitivity.
I thought it was just a courtesy flavor or something.
A courtesy flavor? Does that exist?
I don't know.
Like you can make it taste any better.
He just soaked it in Listerine to numb it. And he had a baster he'd occasionally use backstage. And it was weird. He'd done it for so many years, people just walked by, they didn't even think anything of it. And I guess he claims he can hold out for a long time. Huh? It's crazy. But this illegitimate son, he never really, I don't know, these stories are weird. There's a lot of these celebrity illegitimate kids, and it's kind of disappointing that these guys don't really take any interest. They're like, collateral damage, that's crazy, I write her a check every month.
It's weak, but on the other side, this guy is blaming all his worldly troubles on the fact that I didn't have a father.
I know, it's pretty pathetic.
Here he is, busking.
I can see him being disappointed, of course, but to act like I'm 29, I'm 29 and homeless because I'm Tom Jones' illegitimate kid. And by the way, he goes by. John Jones. Not his real name.
Not that great.
It's an honor. It's to honor his father, he said. He looks just like him.
Yeah! His dad does not want to be honored.
He kind of looks like Colin Kaepernick.
That's what I thought.
I do want to point out that he's got his cell phone out. I think he's reading the lyrics.
So does he?
That's why he's not playing the guitar, I take it.
Does he know how to play that guitar, or is he just drumming?
Who tells him he has all this talent, by the way? And why is he busking if he has so much talent?
Because his dad didn't. Never had a father. Never had a childhood.
What, record companies won't sign you if you don't have a father?
He's like Tandy from Last Man on Earth. Never actually plays the guitar.
Drums on it. Best part, Trudy, with the Daily Mail pans down to his guitar case that says I need money. And there's like $3 in it.
Oh my God. He doesn't have his voice. Are you gonna love me?
He's got a sax accompaniment. What is this stupid song?
I think it's an original.
And if you don't love me
now, why is he not playing guitar on this?
Can't play.
Why does he have a drum since he likes to drum? Like those guys outside Comerica Park? Drum on
these guys are great. You don't like watching those dudes drum?
I'm not a fan.
Really?
No, I don't. First of all, I don't like hearing it. It echoes forever.
It's kind of part of the whole, you know, fun of the experience, right? No.
Well, I guess it's part of the experience. I'm not going to say it's my favorite part of the experience.
No, of course not.
One day it'll be Bono.
Do you think they make a lot of money?
Probably.
They do. They work it pretty hard.
Do they have regular gigs?
Yeah, every night when the Tigers are
playing.
That's their game.
They used to be right outside the smoking area, so they would always bring a like a bucket by the smokers and hit up the smokers for money.
Right.
And I think I'm not sure if it had anything to do with it, but I know this year the smokers area is smaller and it's kind of walled off. There's not like the fence used to be just open, but yes. I think there's a tarp on the fence.
Oh,
so
to avoid that.
I don't know. I wondered because I haven't heard them this year.
It's just more.
And I have to go up that way, so I do go by there. I have not heard any drumming on those stupid buckets.
You know what the great thing is about music? It's so easy.
I was never a fan of drum solos either, so I don't need to hear four drummers. Just saying. Well, how about the Austin couple. The 19-year-old. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, that murder where he murdered his dad?
He solicited somebody to kill his dad. And he was
paid way too much.
He was going to kill both parents for $8 million. He owns a jewelry store. I think he had life insurance and other stuff. And, of course, in classic fashion, he's 19, so he's dumb. Because 19-year-olds are dumb, aren't they? And his girlfriend's 19. She's dumb.
Sorry, Kennedy. You're dumb.
She's a... Oh, sorry. $1 million bond for her. $3 million for him. Mom bailed him out, it sounds like. He's living with his mom.
Where's she living with?
She shot back, by the way. She pulled the revolver out.
Mom
and started
did?
Yeah, there were fire...
No,
there
no,
were
no.
shots coming into the bedroom. The father was killed. The mom got the revolver out and shot back, and she wasn't killed. She was supposed to be killed.
The teen wife, she got bailed out?
I don't know if she got bailed out.
Oh, okay. So she just bailed out her son.
I don't know, probably.
Huh.
But.
Of course, they texted each other about
it. Yeah, it's all over his phone.
Why do people text each other?
And there's an informant who said he asked him about killing his father.
But he did. He actually did hire somebody to kill his dad.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. Isn't there enough?
Hi, Mommy.
Knowledge out there from crime shows or you know
that's what I
you don't
saying.
Have to look it up or ask.
Well, instead of me watching every crime show, can't these people watch one once in a while?
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
They lived together. Couldn't they just discuss it at home?
They were married.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they discuss it?
Well, they had to get the informant, so. And they had to text while they were at work, probably, discuss it. But, you know, electronics solve every single case, especially if it's a husband-wife. There's always, or there's any kind of a third party, there's always an electronic trail, always.
A great sleuth.
Even if someone turns off their phone for a couple hours during the murder, they go, hey, why'd you turn your phone off? You never turn your phone. You turn your phone off and your mom's dead.
And you were pinging all the way there.
Yeah. One girl tried. I remember the case. She was convicted. She was in prison for 11 years. And then it was overturned for some reason, something to do with the jury, or I can't remember exactly. But she had turned her phone off in the brief period where her mother was killed. And they were like, why'd you turn your phone off? And it was the only time she's ever turned her phone off.
Look at this. Do you love it? It's hands-free.
Couldn't you say, and here's just not to help murderers or anything, but couldn't you just say my battery ran out?
Well, and then they charge it up and turn it on.
Oh, yeah, by I guess then so. You plugged it in. So.
Where were you? Where were you when your battery died?
Sleeping.
Good answer. Well, it'd have to be down to 1% when you went to sleep.
Well, would they know that? They wouldn't know
that.
The girl also was on a video camera. She was on a video camera at some place picking up cleaning supplies like 2 hours before. She had cuts on her hand, too, that she claimed she dropped a beer bottle. She used the OJ thing.
You know, when these things happen and I watch those shows, I always wonder, what if actually all those things did really happen? This person is sent up the river. like no.
How do they know that the police
like that?
Wait, do we just are you serious?
Yeah, that was actually at the same time too.
Wow.
Sorry.
Whoa, were those two playing together there?
That's why there was an echo.
Wow. Damn.
All of the expense of Trudy.
How far in are we, Brandon?
We are 216.
Drew, you haven't even mentioned the biggest news of the day. Little Tay's Instagram, it doesn't exist anymore. There's
what?
No, every post has been deleted.
Ha!
By Instagram?
No one knows.
Go back to beating up your mom on Dr. Phil.
Nobody knows why her whole Instagram has been deleted.
It's got to be Instagram,
Kennedy does.
Isn't it?
Why?
What did Ken say?
Kennedy?
She's not old enough.
Yeah, but her brother.
They deleted the account?
No, the account's still there. Every post is just deleted. The account still exists. She just took down every single post.
Well, I for the life of me, I don't understand. Why would a 9-year-old be allowed to have an Instagram account anyway?
It's her brother that had it.
This shit costs more to your rent. My toilet costs more to your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more to your rent.
I bet they're getting sued.
There's a fun little video where you can hear her brother coaching her to say all the words.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is so beyond dumb. I mean, it's dumb enough that people create technologies that they can't keep track of everything. It's like, oh no, people are going to recruit ISIS. Sorry, we'll try. We're trying to come up with an algorithm because we don't like to hire people.
There's a great story about ISIS today, too, in that mode, and that's Facebook. Let me find it. One of those fan ISIS pages with a lot of those videos was still up.
Good for you, ISIS.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. Damn it.
Well, real quick, back to Little Tay just for one quick second. I think that she might be getting heat because there was a video that surfaced of her smoking a hookah.
Uh-oh.
And then her brother, he kind of confirmed it by tweeting, "Lol, my sister be smoking hookah at 9, LMAO. Y'all are pussy-ass N-words."
Oh, well, that might have something to do with it.
Nice post.
Yeah, and so...
Well, I could not believe the interview on Good Morning America where essentially interviewing a 9-year-old about whether it's okay for her to be on Instagram, talking about dealing drugs and all the other myriad things that she does.
Pushing bricks.
Yeah.
Making it rain.
And she's answering the questions. Her mother's sitting there silent like she's like the 9-year-old's in control.
When I was 6 years old, I lived in Atlanta and I was broke as hell.
Facebook left ISIS videos on its site for 3 years.
Well, thanks a lot.
The Cubs of the Caliphate film was posted in March 2015. It was one of several that could still be viewed until last week. They claim they cracked down on hate content,
but the video and other
they really cracked down. They're really tough.
Was not removed until a detailed complaint from the Daily Mail. They're tooting their own horn. Thousands of users have watched the video, which shows a young boy shooting dead a teenage hostage.
That's nice.
Nice video.
Yeah, nice operation you have. Nice invention that you can't keep track of, and that apparently that's okay. You just make $40 billion a year, and instead of hiring a bunch of people to help, you just try to come up with algorithms, and they don't work, and oh well. Facebook, I mean, honestly, the answer is always, sorry.
Facebook has recently trumpeted its significant strides in finding and removing large amounts of Islamic propaganda. Oops.
If you release something, though, through in the process of developing a product that's harmful to the you know, what if somebody released salmonella into all of our water? And they're like, oh, but we're developing something great. And but you still have responsibility for
your product.
How your product has gone crazy.
But they don't seem to have any responsibility. You know, when it comes to the Russians' influence in the election, that's just one thing. Yeah. I mean, you've got ISIS recruitment videos. You've got white supremacy videos. They're running commercials in front of these white supremacy videos and going, oh, sorry. And it's not because someone screwed up. It's because it's on an algorithm and it doesn't work, apparently. And people put up so much stuff, we can't possibly be held responsible for all of it.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Shouldn't there be some
culpability?
Some minor. Yeah, should there be some responsibility here? They make $40 billion a year. Don't they have something?
Yes.
A little bit, tiny bit?
Yes, they should.
Just saying.
I understand
it's the internet and anything goes, but you know what? Sometimes when anything goes wrong. And then there's all the.
In whose pocket is being, you know, I mean, who's in
Zuckerberg?
Who's enriched by this?
Shareholders.
To keep this from being. Did you guys happen to see the story about Scott Pruitt going to the University of Kentucky?
Oh, not going to the University of Kentucky.
No,
I was just reading about how he's using his personal assistant to do all his real estate business during work hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not to mention the $3.5 million he spent on security because he thinks he's threatened, even though no one knows who he is.
Right.
No one knew who he was until he spent $3.5 million and had a $50 a night room, quote unquote, in a Georgetown condo that was owned by a lobbyist that would be lobbying him.
And the latest thing is that he went to this game. The billionaire's seats right on the sidelines of the game of the Wildcats.
Nice
perks.
In this Cole billionaire's seats, and his security detail was also there.
Wait.
As well as his kid.
Sounds like they're draining the swamp.
Who wants to hurt Scott Pruitt?
No one.
Honestly, did anyone ever know who he was? What's his position? I can't remember his position.
EPA.
Okay, Environmental Protection. Seriously, EPA, I don't know. That's a real security risk. People are constantly trying to kill the EPA head.
Well, now.
I mean, seriously, name five EPA heads.
I can only name the one from the Simpsons movie.
Oh, really?
That's good. That's better than most people.
Oh, wait, no, I can't.
He had security people flying with him in first class. And didn't he take a private jet because he's so endangered? Did he take a private jet once?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, boy, you know, I can't take the risk of being with the public on a commercial jet with only four security people. I can't believe he's still in there now.
Russ Cargill. I fucked that up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So now they're going to have, now he's in trouble for the personal assistant who is doing personal things for him during her time paid for by the taxpayers.
EPA! EPA! EPA!
Oh, well.
The tickets he said he paid for himself.
Fake!
They were $130 market value, but these are courtside tickets to University of Kentucky for this
courtside for basketball.
He just happened to buy them from a Cole Baron.
They're best BFFs, but the guy charged him market rate, which was $130.
So that's what's on
the nice friend.
That's what's on.
Oh, he's got shitty friends too.
Complete bullshit, isn't it?
That's what's on the ticket, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can tell you, courtside tickets in Ann Arbor don't cost $130.
No.
Why? Because you have to pay license?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you went through and divided the number of games by the total cost to get in the program and pay for the tickets, it would be more than that. But he doesn't own a season ticket. If that guy put those tickets on, what, StubHub or whatever?
Right.
At University of Kentucky, I bet you they go for a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Does it say what game? I'd like to know what kind of friend he is.
Yeah, that's a good question.
A good game, or if they were playing, I don't know, Eastern Kentucky?
No.
If they were playing Athletes in Action.
I bet it's an SEC game.
Probably, yeah.
Does it have the date?
It does. I was looking for the article because I left.
Was it January, February?
I think it was in January.
March, okay. Yeah.
Sure, that's probably enormous pressure right now.
SEC game. No, it's all the information we need.
God, because I just read it like 2 days ago, but I can't remember when it was. Brandon knows. He's doing...
One moment. I think I found that it was a pretty good game. It was one of the biggest games.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's gotta be.
It just says it was one of the biggest games Kentucky basketball season. He scored two of the best seats in the arena, a few feet from the action. Yeah,
and the friend charged him for those seats. That's interesting.
Why doesn't it say
Joseph Kraft
secondary market?
Because they're best friends.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I'd just give you guys the tickets. I mean,
and he got to take the pictures.
Charge
so,
you.
Oh, and he got to get to stand in the.
Such a lie.
He got to stand in like the players' entrance while they ran on the court.
Wasn't he worried about his safety?
Yes, he was. He had a security detail along
while
with
the players
him.
Were running by.
And the Kentucky State.
I sleuthed it. I found it.
And what the Kentucky State Police.
He was there for the Louisville game?
Yeah, I cross-referenced some tweets that he had posted when he took pictures with the players.
Oh.
And it looks like he got the Louisville game.
Wow.
In-state rivalry.
That's nice.
Great sleuth.
That would be probably the biggest game of the year.
One of the biggest ones, yeah.
That's in-state, though. It's like Michigan State. That'd be the hottest ticket in that arena. Assuming Louisville's still good.
Different conference, but yeah, out of conference.
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky's that's a great game. And they used to not, that rivalry was so intense, they wouldn't even play for a while because neither team wanted to lose to the other. And they couldn't agree on what court to play on or a neutral court. So, good for Scott Pruitt. Great guy.
Wouldn't there have been a day when that was a bigger scandal that he was taking seats from a coal baron? He works for the EPA.
I don't know.
EPA's mandate is
such
different.
He's such a zero. I would think he'd just go, get the fuck out of here, you nobody. You're a nobody. You became a somebody, and you said you were a big somebody. You never were, and you're not. And this $50 room, you know, as if in reading about it, you find out that there's no one else in the condo. He claims, well, I stay in this room. I just rent the room for $50, and I guess I don't use the rest of the condo.
That's bullshit. A nice place.
It's total bullshit. He has the whole condo for $50 a night in Georgetown. You know what rents are like in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's a total scam. And they're a lobbyist!
Again, yeah. The coal company.
It's a big scam!
More breaking news.
What?
From TMZ. ABC is going to announce the reboot of Roseanne!
Oh.
This week.
I don't know. My gut feeling is it's not going to do terribly well.
A reboot?
Yeah.
Without Roseanne.
A reboot of a reboot?
I don't know. How do you do a reboot of a show that is the person is named after has been drummed off the show?
That's a good
How
point.
Does that work?
You call it Darlene.
That's what I was thinking. It's probably gonna go around the kids, and it'll be a different setting. It won't be the house, and Roseanne will always
well. There's Dan.
Referenced.
Is Dan gonna do it? John Goodman.
See, I can see Goodman not caring.
You know, it's funny that this article says they're probably gonna still have to pay Roseanne.
Oh, absolutely, they have to pay Roseanne. She owns the show.
Then what's the point? Just
yeah,
put her back
she
on.
Still makes money. Just she said horrible on. Things, and she still makes money. How does this make ABC?
Oh, well, because then the...
they're paying her for doing nothing.
The advertisers,
she doesn't do any work.
The advertisers, she's not on there representing
so what's it, was
the
show,
network.
Is the show going to be called Roseanne?
No, they'll have to call it something. They'll have to call it Darlene.
It's going to be based on Roseanne.
They're going to call it The Connors.
There's The Connors.
Yeah, but that's still her creation. She created the show.
Yeah, she'll get paid for it.
Yeah, she'll get paid a lot for it, I bet.
They tick our gym!
I just think that audience, which supported her because she had a unique angle. I mean, how much attention did that show get because she said, yeah, my character's going to be a Trump guy, a Trump person?
They need to put it out there that she's still getting paid for it, and then they'll still support it.
What? Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe he'll do well. You know, you don't have to be second to stay on the air. I mean, if they can.
I've watched you on television. You're a real beauty.
If they can be second in their time slot,
yeah,
they'll be doing well for ABC. It's
you
just
gotta, you got to imagine ABC's going, okay, but we got to cut all these salaries.
Oh, are you kidding? Of course they're going to cut the salaries. I don't know. That could be a big. That may backfire. Is there a response to it? Do people think that's great?
Oh, I haven't seen any. I don't know if anybody's really going to care.
I can't see people giving a crap. It seems like it's just a way to keep some people employed.
John Goodman.
He's a draw. I think he's a draw.
But he's got movies to do. Doesn't he have a more viable career?
Well, no, because that's what you were saying, Drew. Was he on Stern? He was talking about
He was very excited.
Nobody makes those movies anymore.
Yeah.
For him.
The little dramas that he likes doing. And Roseanne was great because it was a steady job and the show was popular. It was doing very well and there's no pressure because, you know, they seemed to have the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked that group he was working with. I mean, it sounds like they all liked each other. I think it sounded like they like Roseanne to me.
She could have just stayed quiet, lived in her mansion.
Yeah.
To give her mittens. Mittens would solve the whole thing.
I still like your fake Twitter, Drew.
Fake Twitter and mittens.
That goes nowhere.
Can't tweet.
Just goes to a bunch of bots that just respond back to you.
Have social media, that's for sure.
So when it happens, you know, you get this real visceral reaction because it was a very visceral thing. But as time goes on, you start thinking, what was ABC thinking? Why would they think she would stay out of trouble when she's been nothing but trouble on social media?
Yep.
Why would they?
Unless there was some kind of agreement.
You don't
get in trouble.
Moral turpitude, and they can get their money back from her.
But that's in any standard. That's kind of boilerplate in any deal.
Yeah.
No matter what they're
paying.
But
they could make it sort of the hinge on whether she stays out of trouble. Maybe they get their money back from.
Yeah, I wonder.
You know what's out there? What's funny? Well, it's really not funny, but it sounds like Sarah Gilbert and Wanda Sykes and the son, is he like 35 now?
DJ.
Mm-hmm. They're immediate, like, oh, I'm so outraged, and that's what really made the thing tumble fast. I mean, ABC was very concerned.
Wanda Sykes was like that.
And what's really dumb about that, and Roseanne was pissed because she's like, why didn't you call me? You know me. And I mean, she really kind of had the Bill Clinton line about, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I'm pro-women, and I'm pro-minorities, and you know that, and blah, blah, blah. And she was furious the trans kid? The trans kid's a little kid, isn't he?
Yeah, I think DJ.
Somebody, maybe it was DJ who
she
said
was mad
something.
At DJ.
Yeah, DJ. It sounded like DJ was trying to take credit for something, or that's what she felt. And she's like, I wrote that. That was my idea. Fuck you. And then she apologized to all of them.
Mm.
She's gone back and forth so many times, though. She is bipolar.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to figure out, is she more volatile than she was back then? Or is she less? Because she was crazy then.
She was crazy then. We just didn't get to hear about all of it because there was no social media for her to
she was fun
trumpet
crazy.
It.
Well,
we did
hear about it, though. There was a lot of tabloid fodder about the craziness behind the scenes at that show and that she was really difficult and she changed her mind a lot and she fired people a lot. And it sounded like it was pretty nuts.
By the way, the answer to your earlier question in the show about Clinton and the response.
Yeah.
It's on all the nightly news and it's on Inside Edition did a story about what a dick he was on the Today Show. So, you know. They're picking up on it.
Again, though, he had to have agreed to that part of the interview for that to still... I mean, I can't imagine a former president can't say...
Well, he can't just go out and talk about this book. That's not up to him. The people interviewing him, certainly, with what's going on now, this thing coming out, even though Me Too is not really quite at its zenith, it's still going on, and it does beg the question, you know, I wouldn't want to ask him, and I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about it, but his reaction was so stupid. He could have just answered the question, just said, I wouldn't have done anything differently. I felt horrible. I still feel horrible about it, but no, I would not have resigned. But no, he had to make a whole little case and accuse this guy of not knowing any facts, which that part, what could he have been talking about as far as facts? There's so few facts. He banged her. He banged her a lot. She was an intern. I mean, really, that he was president at the time. He lied about it for months. He lied about it in court. He got affidavits from people he had sex with to say that they didn't have sex with him. That's suborning perjury. Many people, and me included, think he suborned perjury out of Betty Curry. Don't you think he got her to lie?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then all of a sudden, depends on what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah.
All that bullshit. Same. Well, I was alone in my office, but I wasn't alone in the White House. That stuff was so stupid. And then to say he was protecting the Constitution, I was like,
yeah, what a hero.
Hey, look, I wouldn't have stuffed her if I didn't want to protect the Constitution.
What a hero.
Wrong.
But he really believes that. I've heard him make that same argument before, not in that way. Yeah, whatever.
That looks so stupid.
All right. Well, since I had something I was wanting to get around to, I guess just rate us on Facebook, rate us on iTunes.
We're on Spotify.
Like us on Facebook. Yeah, I saw that tweet out there. I retweeted it.
You can ask Alexa.
Yeah. Has anybody asked Alexa for the show?
Yeah.
Any problems?
No, I've done that quite a few times, actually.
Pretty easy.
Oh, yeah.
Comes right up.
If you just ask, it'll play the most recent episode that's posted. So you don't even have to, you know, say.
Can you ask for a date? A specific date? If you ask for another date?
You know, I haven't tried that.
Try it.
I definitely will.
Just curious. Wait, that was the Hall Financial Hotline powering down, by the way.
Futuristic, beautiful stuff.
I think we forgot. You can hit the outro. I think we forgot to mention that the Hall Financial Hotline was open when Mark Farner was called. It was quietly open.
You know, technology and stuff.
God, it was a busy night on the Hall Financial Hotline.
Yes, click the link to Hall Financial on the website, and they will get back to you pronto if you want to refi or you want to take money out of your house, or you want to buy a house with little money down. Immortal Sin is at the Corner Bar in Hamtramck, July the 18th with Tony Z. We'll have to get Tony Z on at some point in the very near future. And then Mark Farner and his American band are playing June 14th at Detroit Music Weekend at the Music Hall for Performing Arts. And then July 20, he's at DT Energy Music Theater with Ted Nugent and Blue Oyster Cult. Thanks to Mark Farner. Great to talk to him. Wonder if they'll ever get back together. They haven't yet. It seems pretty unlikely, doesn't
Federal
it?
Federal court, man. That's pretty contentious.
Yeah, that case didn't sound too good.
Sounds kind of tired of dealing with it.
Kind of a bummer.
But he'll be great. Detroit Music Fest weekend.
Well, you hate to hear about a songwriting dispute over a number one song.
Yeah.
Especially if we're an American band. That shows up in a lot of places. I bet a lot of money's been made off that song. Yeah. All right. Tomorrow, it's Maz. What will happen with the signed T-shirt? Will it leave these premises?
Nah.
I'm not so sure either.
Paul's still just walking around Canada topless.
I wonder
well, you can, though.
Exactly.
I think Maz might accidentally forget it tomorrow. Maybe we shouldn't bring it up. We'll see you tomorrow. See you!
Bullshit.